1027 WNEW. New York.
I'll beat up a check for you.
You're not gonna do it.
Okay, watch this. Friggin' twat.
This is a turn-on.
Let me
just show you how serious I am.
How'd you like to suck my ass?
Howdy, faggot.
You son of a bitch.
Oh,
why? I just did it right.
What the hell? What a way to start. Hey, getting the word twat.
Yeah, that's great.
On twice already, Anthony. Well, this is the Opie and Anthony show.
Hi.
For those of you in New York, nothing new. But it'll be our first day in Philly. Yeah, I hear we have a few listeners today checking us out in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Welcome to the family.
I must say, Allen Iverson had a great game last night.
You're starting the ass kissing right away.
No, what? I'm wearing the Allen Iverson jersey.
I see.
I wear it every week.
Yeah.
Why would today be any different?
You do not. Don't ask his. Come on.
There's pictures up on WNEW.com.
Yeah.
Of us wearing our normal wear. I got the Allen Iverson Sixers jersey on. And
yeah.
You got the the Phillies t-shirt on.
The only one that was left. Two lovely ladies from YSP came up and brought us a bunch of stuff.
Right.
A bunch of, like, touristy stuff. Look, I'm drinking coffee out of my Philadelphia City Skyline mug.
Yeah. I got the little Liberty Bell on my desk now.
Yeah. All the touristy stuff.
Yeah, well, hey. Hello, Philly. Those girls from YSP are outside the studio right now.
Yeah. Ambassadors.
Hey, ladies.
If the fine folks at WYSP are wondering, we have kidnapped the lovely ladies.
Yeah.
They're like, man, we're going to be in trouble if we don't get back there immediately. So what's the word on the street?
Everybody's so excited. We're all psyched.
Really?
Yes.
Nice. Good.
Are you guys
very exciting for us,
too? Philly.
You're supposed to get back to Philly now, or?
Well, we called our boss and told her we didn't want to come back yet.
That's good. We got a Jaeger machine in the office.
Yeah, we saw that.
You like that?
Yeah, we're going to go in there later.
We have one of them in Philly.
Do you have one of those in Philadelphia? I doubt it.
No.
So yeah, our office is equipped with... It's like a bar. Did you see it?
Yes, we did. We saw the refrigerator that said beer on it.
Yeah, we have two fridges. One says beer, and one says food. And the food fridge is full of beer, too. So feel free
to
grab one or a shot out of the Jaeger machine.
Thank you.
Because at this radio station, we just kind of hang out and drink. Nothing ever really gets done.
No, no. You're not learning anything here on this show. Believe
Good.
Me.
Good.
Thanks, Thanks for bringing all that stuff up.
You're welcome.
The Philly cheesesteaks, Anthony.
Making us feel welcome.
I haven't had one of those since I was a little boy growing up in Philly.
You didn't grow up. Don't bull. Come on.
What? Everyone knows
you didn't grow up in Philly.
I was born and raised in Philly.
You're from Long Island. Shut up. I'm not even going to try to fake it. Because then you get people that call up and ask you where you lived and where you went to school, and you just go, bye. Feel like an idiot.
No, I got the map in front of me. I could wing it.
I'm being honest. I know nothing of the sports teams, the city, nothing. But I'm willing to learn.
You don't know anything about the Sixers?
No. I'm not, and this is nothing new. You know, I'm not a big fan of basketball. I know it's huge in Philly right now.
This is no.
I hear the Sixers, what, they're doing well?
This is no kiss ass. They looked great last night, and I am rooting for the Sixers in the series.
No,
Iverson came alive in overtime.
He did he?
Oh, my God, did he?
I don't know.
Pulled it out. How many points did Allen Iverson score last night? If you had a guess. Going to teach everyone right off the bat in Philadelphia who the sports fan and the basketball fan is and who... No, don't look in the Philadelphia paper.
Oh, 48 points.
Oh. All right. How many did he have?
I can read.
How many points at halftime?
At halftime? 24?
I don't know. What do you want from me? I don't know anything about basketball in general.
The answer, 30.
30?
Yes.
All right.
So how do we do this? We've never, like, you know, done a show for another city.
No, I think we just...
We're kind of in a dilemma because we have a huge New York audience.
Mm-hmm.
And if we spend time, you know, just talking to Philly, they're going to get pissed.
Yeah.
But if Philadelphia doesn't feel like they're involved with what we're doing and up to speed, they're going to get mad.
Yeah. It's like cheating on your bitches, you know? You got to watch what you do. You can't let one on to the other one. You got to kind of ease into it.
I think we could all coexist is what I'm thinking.
Wow.
I have a
diplomat.
I have a feeling like the New York listeners could kind of tell the Philadelphia listeners what to expect from the ONA show.
Oh, what they're going to get?
Yeah.
You're going to leave that up to the listeners.
Yeah, we have faith in them,
great,
right?
Great.
We've been with the New York audience for over 3 years now.
Yeah.
I think they can handle it. They're feeling the pressure.
So you want them to kind of break in the Philly audience?
Sure, why not?
To what we're all about.
It's a good start, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll do the regular things we do on our radio program, and hopefully people will dig it.
Yeah, because I got to get more educated on Philly, Opie.
Do you?
I'm pretty ignorant when it comes to Philadelphia. I know all the basic history that they teach in school. That's about it. So maybe our listeners can chime in.
We should get the program director of WYSP on the line, too, to see if he's still, you know, running around crapping himself.
Going crazy?
Yeah, I guess he's really happy today.
Yeah, he was getting drunk the other night when he found out we were coming to the station.
Yeah, we gave him a phone call and said, Tim, mm-hmm. we're ready.
Yeah.
And what did he say? He just crapped himself?
Yeah, he crapped himself, and he's going out to get a drink.
No, he said he was going out to get S-faced.
Yeah.
And that's when we thought, you know what? We're going to get along just fine.
Yeah.
With the fine folks at WYSP.
Come into the office. We'll fire up the Jaeger.
You want to go to the phones, Anthony, and see where this goes?
Yeah, let's see how this works.
Okay. All right. Well, we got the phone number for the New York audience. You guys know what that is. 212-757-1027. For everyone else, it's 1-877-692-1027.
Mm-hmm.
We make things nice and easy here.
Right.
Why couldn't we have a nice, like, 1-800 number?
I don't know. I think they're working on that.
Instead, it's 877-692-1027, okay? Let's go to Pluto. Pluto, what's going on?
Hey, guys, where's my music? Can't hear anything. Who's this talking?
Yeah.
All this nonsense?
You know what? I know you're from New York, you bastard.
You're
not fooling anyone.
Tell Philly to close their doors and pull their pants down, because that's what your show's all about.
All right, Pluto, thanks.
Good luck. Thank you.
Yeah, we're kind of used to this, too. When we first came to NEW, it was a music station. YSP was playing music in the afternoons.
Until yesterday.
So we're used
today,
to
it, I guess.
We're used to the whole shut up and play the music. It happened when we came here. And then slowly, like a virus, we creep into the system. And you get used to it. I know right now it's not what you're used to, but you got to give it a little time. Takes time.
I think they will.
I think so.
I'm kind of distracted because look what's behind you. All the empty bottles of champagne from yesterday's show.
From yesterday. Yeah, we're not against drinking on this show. We've done it occasionally. Yesterday was a big day.
Yesterday we were celebrating because we just signed a new contract.
Yeah.
Hence being live in Philadelphia today.
Yeah.
And we went through 9 bottles of champagne.
Yeah.
While we're trying to do our radio show.
So it's a little rough. We'll try not to drink to excess.
Right. Tim.
You.
Hey.
Tim Sabian, the PD of WYSP. Tim?
What's happening?
How's it working?
Are we number one yet?
That's all he cares about.
I saw all your quotes in the Philadelphia papers today, you bastard.
The self-centered, selfish person that I am?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, are we number one yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Give us till next Thursday.
See, he doesn't care. It's just product B
just
or product C or whatever the hell is in this time slot. That's all he cares about.
That's right.
Tim, what's the vibe down there?
It's big. It's big.
It's big?
It's big.
We have a lot of people listening today?
Everybody's in the hall, up and down. It's just a buzz. It's buzzing.
Great, and they're saying, be funny.
Have they come into your office yet and said, well, they're really not doing anything yet?
It's been 9 minutes.
Right.
You know, where's the funny stuff?
It's on the way. But everyone psyched down there?
It is great. It is welcome to Philadelphia. This is a historic day at WYST once again. And we're looking forward to doing whatever it takes. And we will be big in afternoons. This is huge.
We don't know if it's history like...
it's huge.
History like inventing a serum for a disease or history like a building collapse. It's going to be history one way or another.
It's about the audience. It's about building an audience and just taking care of business here. And are we number one yet?
Not yet, but oh, my God, this guy's just going to be on our ass the whole time, Opie. He's going to be on our ass the whole time.
Well, we know what's a phone call we're not going to take too often.
Yeah.
Not with your help, Tim.
Yeah, Tim.
Oh, God.
Well, the ONA virus has spread to Philadelphia. What could I do?
Yeah. It's intense. It's intense.
Thank you, Tim.
All right, Tim.
Great statement.
Welcome.
Great quotes.
Anything you guys need?
No, we got two lovely ladies from Philadelphia. We got the care package, and we're pretty psyched.
All right.
Hey, what song was supposed to be playing right now today?
Right now, Aerosmith.
Oops. Sorry,
Aerosmith.
All right. Thanks, Tim. We got to do a show, okay?
All right. Congratulations.
I want to talk to Melissa.
Okay. Yeah, we know Melissa. We share Melissa with Philadelphia. Melissa.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Oh, you hot bitch. Yeah. Hey, you were in a car wreck or something?
Yeah. I missed you guys. I wanted to be there so bad to bring up all that stuff from Karen and Tim and Neil and everybody, but...
Those luscious breasts get tied up on your arms when you're trying to make a laugh?
Knock it off.
What happened?
Yeah, I got a little banged up. I was coming home from an appearance got into a little minor four-car accident.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'll be back up in a few days.
You ever see guys driving around her when they try to drive? That's probably what happened.
Yeah, they try to run me off the road. And
they look at
happened.
Her. They're looking down her shirt.
You know, I think this would be a good time to tell Philadelphia that Melissa is having an affair with our boss, Ken Stevens.
Yeah. Oh, God, guys.
We were the first ones to break that.
You already ruined me in New York. You're going to do it to my fans in Philadelphia? They know me, don't forget.
Well, they should know that we think you're having an affair with our boss, Ken Stevens.
Oh, God.
Ken brought Melissa, who's very familiar to the people that listen to YSP, brought her here to try to inject some sexuality into this station.
Lord knows we needed it.
Yeah. So he brings her up, and we're like, wow, who's this? Oh, it's Melissa. And then all of a sudden they're gone for these two-hour-long lunches, and then we can't get a hold of her. We can't get him.
But Ann, even better than that, Melissa was around here for what, guys, 2 or 3 weeks?
Yeah.
And we never saw her do anything. She was like the new hire here in New York. And I finally go to Ann. I go, Ann. This hot broad, she's not doing anything.
Nothing.
What did she do? She was hired.
She walks around being hot.
Yeah, we figured out her job was to just be hot.
Yeah.
And then we dug deeper, and we found out that she may be having an affair with Ken Stevens.
She was missing when Ken was missing, and then when he came home with body glitter in his beard.
You guys.
We just knew it. We knew it. Body glitter is a tag. We said that. It's a tag that women use now. You can't come home with body glitter on your beard or on your hands and explain it away.
This is so not true, guys. Come on.
Good.
You know I'm out working. I'm out with the people. I'm out with the fans.
We never know what she does, though.
I actually called in to tell you that I am the one that's always out with the fans and out with the people. I've told a lot of people about you. They're really psyched. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're all excited about this Philly thing.
Yes, and Ken's very excited. Well, Melissa, thank you.
All right, guys.
All right,
I sent you a little something, so when it comes there, don't be too surprised.
Okay, we won't.
Little something. Wonder what that is.
A big something.
Oh. All right. Well,
looking forward to it.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Melissa.
All right, I'm going to come up and see you soon, okay?
All right.
All right, take care.
Okay.
Bye.
You want to go to Tom, who's calling from Philadelphia? Tom!
Yeah.
Hey. Our first call from Philadelphia.
Yeah, your first call from Philadelphia. The first call from Philadelphia is telling you we don't want you guys here.
I love it.
I can already tell you the trash.
There we go. How could you tell after 15 minutes?
Because you guys aren't funny at all.
Well, give us some time.
Give you some time. I want to listen to rock and roll. I don't want to listen to more people talking.
Wow,
there's a million talk stations in Philadelphia.
And there's a million radio stations playing music, right, Tom?
Yeah, well, we want music.
Oh,
why not? It's the best rock station. We want to listen to
New York.
We want to listen to white trash people from New York. Stay in New York. You should have stayed in New York. Don't try coming around here.
Oh, no.
Hey, Tom.
What?
What song are you missing right now?
Aerosmith, like Tim just said.
I think they would have been into the next song by now.
Well, they would have been playing Led Zeppelin then.
All right,
you guys are white trash.
All right,
your daughter is to it.
What Led Zeppelin song?
Let me see. Dire May or some stuff.
Well, yeah. Haven't you heard that enough, Tom?
No, well, I don't want to. No one in Philly wants to hear. Well, no one in Philly wants to listen to you guys.
You just wait and see, all right, Tom?
Yeah. No. I'm not going to wait.
We'll
We'll obviously be talking to him as the weeks go on. I think he'll call back.
I gotta tell everyone, man, we've been through this before. It's okay.
Yeah. This happened when we first came here to New York. It was just a mess. The station was playing music. We come on, and it's like, shut up and play the music.
Right.
So we're fully prepared to hear that.
To take on all the negative phone calls.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, we should get someone from New York to explain this to the fine folks. Frank, what's going on?
Hey, Opie and Anthony, congratulations, syndication.
Hey, thanks, man.
I also want to leave a personal message to Tom.
Yeah.
He's a tool. Also, one other thing, I want to say, I love the show. I've been listening for 2 years. The medication isn't working. Nothing works around there.
Thank you, Frank.
No problem. I go with Smith.
All right, let's go to Pete.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Pete, you're next on the O&A show. What's up?
Hey, guys. You know, you have to listen to these guys the same way I felt when you came on the air in New York, and I got over it. A round of what's in her pants works real well, and I think you should ask those lovely ladies from Philly to help join you with that.
You know, before the end of the show today, yes, we will have a lady from Philadelphia playing What's in My Pants.
Right.
Nothing like What's in My Pants to build camaraderie between cities.
I think you're right. All right, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
I'll be the instant feedback that we have on the computer here. You can comment on the show as it happens. From the YSP listeners. A little brutal right now.
Okay, what are they saying?
Stay in New York, you stupid mother effers. I want to hear rock, that's why I listen to the station. Go home, a-holes. Goodbye. We don't want to hear your inane dribble in the afternoon. Bring back the music. You suck. Cousin Ed would F you up.
Cousin Ed is still on YSP.
Yeah.
He's on before us now, right?
Oh,
Anthony, this is what's called the purge.
Yeah, we call it the purge.
The purge.
There are certain people that just will not listen to this show. They want their music and won't listen.
This is known as phase one.
Phase one is the purge. They go away.
Yeah, they have no desire to deal with us. They want their music they've heard a million times.
Right.
And they'll go find another station. And then the other people will come in and everyone will be happy. And we'll be throwing some fine parties.
Right.
Clarence, what's going on?
Yo, what's up? Oh, O&A.
Hey,
man.
Yo, Ope, you broke the curse.
Huh?
Sixers won.
I know.
Phillies won. Come on, man.
What?
Hey, you're the reason.
I love the Sixers.
Hey, yo, and about Moses Malone, all right?
All right, thanks, Clarence.
All right.
Bye. Let's go to Carmine. Carmine, what's up?
O&A, what's up, boys?
Hey.
Hey, amen, that's all I have to say. Listen, I got advice for the listeners of Philly, especially Tom.
Okay.
It's like, listening to you guys, it's like if you're going to go in a pool and you keep, you know, putting your big toe in the water and you're like, ooh, that's cold, you back away. With this show, you got to jump in head first and you're swimming around. You're like, you know what? This is not so bad.
Yeah, you get
your thing. The only thing you got to worry about is if you're listening to Philly, you know when you hit the bottom and it hurts? that's going to be dice. It goes away after a while. Take care, boys.
All right, thank you. That's a good way to look at it. You'll get used to the temperature of the pool very soon.
We're used to this. And
if you're brave enough to jump in, things will be just fine.
It's a getting to know you phase right now.
Right. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Yo, this is the best, man. I'm from Philly. This is great.
Oh, you like it. Tom, I have a feeling you've heard us before.
I've been listening to you guys for about over a year now.
Okay, that's why.
Yeah, the guys are great. You know what? I'm at home. I can't wait because at least when I'm driving down 95 and I'm almost home, I can put on 94 and listen to the rest of the show because it always gets really good when I'm halfway home and I'm like, I can't hear it.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
See, Sam from Philly checking in saying, who the hell are you? Yeah, you don't know us. You can't just dive in like we're pals yet. But believe me, you'll be our pal.
You want to be my pal, Danny?
Like it or not, you'll be our pal.
Right.
Paul, what's going on?
Hey, Ope, what's happening, man?
Now, here's a guy that could talk to Philadelphia because Paul, I remember Paul. Paul is a regular listener of our show. He absolutely hated us when we first got to New York. Right, mm-hmm. Paul?
Yeah, so Philly, let me tell you something. Nobody in the world hated these two douche nozzles more than I did.
Right.
Okay? I mean, I think Opie has a tape somewhere of how much I hated him. I mean, I was calling them every day, abusing them. I wanted my music. I didn't care what these guys said, nothing. Give them time, you love them. But like I said, a lot of people are going to call up hating them, and no matter how pissed off you people in Philly are at these guys, it doesn't compare what the humiliation I drove them to over like a year period.
This guy was the biggest prick.
Yeah, and now we hang out and drink and stuff, right, Paul?
Right. And then one day, they decided to get me back.
Hey,
so for all you people that think that...
Hey, Paul, you know, what hooked you on the show? There had to be, like, something that made you go, okay, all right, I could deal with this.
Well, when I heard Anthony, like, I didn't know who was who back at that time, but his impression of Don Imus was better than Don Imus himself, and that's what hooked me, because I'm a Billy West fan from the old school.
Right.
I was trained under Billy West, and I used to do voices as well.
Right.
But when I heard Anthony doing it, I quit doing my voices, because he's amazing. For those of you in Philly that don't know, Anthony does a lot of good voices, and Opie does a lot of pumpkin picking, but you guys won't know about that until later on in life.
All right, Paul, thank you.
So, Philly, keep listening, man. Give them a shot, really. Like I said, nobody hated these two Twinkies more than I did. Tweedledum and Tweedledummer, but we love you. You are the AIDS virus.
All right, Paul, thank you. Okay. Anthony, we got another call coming in from Philadelphia.
Yeah?
Yes, Philly.
Be more funny.
We're trying. All right. We're just getting warmed up back
here. Yeah, it's the getting acclimated to the whole thing.
We do have a lot of things to do today.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to get out of here on time because we have a Penthouse Pet of the Year party to get to.
Oh. And we have no clue what we're going to do there.
No.
They came in yesterday. It's like a Penthouse Pet of the Year and a couple of the things. And they're just, it's much better to have regular girls up here. Because the Penthouse girls, they never want to do anything. They're in magazines. They're showing, look like a chewed Hubba Bubba in the magazines. And they come in here, they don't want to show anything. So we like the regular girls.
And well, we have some coming by today.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, are they regular.
Oh, the retarded Laverne and Shirley?
Yeah, we're going to have the retarded Laverne and Shirley on for everyone today.
Oh, I'm sure that'll just grab Philly by the balls. Those two. Jesus Christ.
Tom, what's going on? Hey, Tom.
Hey.
You guys sound like Stern with...
Yeah.
Tom?
With what?
Oh,
He couldn't even finish his thought.
He finish his bash.
Okay.
Dave, what's going down?
Hey, fellas, what's going on?
Hey.
I'm calling you out of Levittown, Pennsylvania.
Oh, cool.
I've been listening almost 3 years. You guys kick ass. I just want to tell everybody in Philly.
All right, we can't.
You guys are where it's at, man.
All right, thank you.
And to all the ladies out there, WOW is good.
Yeah, we'll get to the WOW thing next week.
All right. Syndication when you guys do the daisy chain.
All right, thank you, Dave.
You're good.
All right, we can't take calls from people saying,
no,
you guys are really good, you guys suck. Nothing's getting done. We need the New York callers to explain to Philly what this show's all about.
A little bit about the show.
Maybe explain some of the characters that that they'll hear.
Yeah.
You know, just walk them through it, okay?
And I think we ought to play a little game of what's in my pants to make us feel a little better.
Yeah, we'll do that in a little while.
Get a girl on the phone.
All right, Ann, why don't we take our first break? Well, we're going to do a little something from the ONA archives, and we'll be back, okay? Stay there.
Yeah. I did like a whole cast of Seinfeld in like an anti-drug episode. If they never did stuff like that, that would have been funnier. Like, tonight on a very special Seinfeld, Jerry's been doing drugs. Why do my fingers look like little people? Who are these people? What are they doing? They're talking to each other. They're talking about me. What are they saying? George, help me, George. I got no idea, Jerry. No idea. Somebody help me. Hey, Jerry, you look like you've been seeing little people on your fingers. All this comedy all these years, we thought you're making this stuff up. Well, I guess you just let the cat right out of the back. You can't tell. Oh, I can tell. It's written all over your face.
Who wrote it on my face?
Well, maybe that was the little people on your fingers.
Look at it, done this to me.
Newman. Hello, Jerry.
Hello, Newman.
I think we've lost the film. Jerry Garcia and Grateful Dead come up in his stabs. You haven't seen them, have you?
Seen them. I licked them. Now I'm seeing little people on my fingers. You ruined my life. You're everybody's life. In fact, you're the guy who dropped that thing and ruined Jurassic Park. And you guys got it. The first radio station ever to get my bit.
Come on,
that's great. That was Newman.
Bravo, man.
Newman screwed the whole damn thing up.
Jerry, I'm back again.
Driving that Jeep in the mud.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than a good Newman. I love it.
Opie Anthony, 1027 WNEW. Opie Anthony, 1027 WNEW.
There you go. There's some music for you. It's the Opie and Anthony Show.
I suppose you're going to get.
It's our first day live in Philadelphia, yeah. Anthony, on WYSP.
I'm feeling the love, Opie.
Yeah, we've been on the radio about a half hour.
Yeah.
We got a lot of great instant feedback coming in.
The purge has begun.
Do you want me to read some of this?
Sure.
All right. Raymond from Clifton Heights. Your new syndication sucks. Where is the music, man? Enough talk crap on during the day. Get rid of it now.
All right.
That has some promise.
Sure.
A little promise. He wasn't that angry. Philly Joe. What the F? You guys suck. Holy S. Are you a comedy show or something? Just play some effing tunes and shut the F up, you New York pieces of S.
But it's only been a half hour. What happened?
Little anger there, little anger.
Yeah, well, people enjoy their music, though.
Scott, get the hell off and play some Kiss.
Come on! How much Kiss can you listen to?
I'm insulted by that one.
How is going, Philadelphia? Are you ready to rock?
Rhonda, who are you and where is John and Cousin Ed? Rob, Howard Stern in the morning. He's funny. Opie and Anthony, not funny.
Looks Isn't like... that the promo they're running?
Right. Looks like it's MMR in the afternoons for me.
Mm-hmm.
Go there. We don't care. Philly fan, play some rock, you effing suck. I want rock. I'm now changing my station.
Oh.
T-Bone from Philly.
You're not done yet?
No. Oh, no. There's got to be 1,000 of these. In my building, I get 2 radio stations, mm-hmm. Jazz 106.1 and 94.1 WYSP.
Oh, can I guess? He's going to listen to Jazz.
I think I need to start listening to Jazz because you guys suck. Where's the Bella? What the hell is this? Shut up and play the music.
Oh, it's shut up and play the music all over again.
Mike from Philly. Rock and roll will destroy you, talk radio faggots.
Deja vu.
Oh, yeah.
Sack, I'm over here now. You ruined WYSP. Gack, gack, gack.
Ah.
In the studio, Cowbell Bill, one of our friends.
Yeah.
Hello, Philly.
What's up, Bill?
I eat your cream cheese every morning.
Feel the love. You're brave enough to come in today, huh?
Absolutely. Why not?
You see us wearing our
Sixers. Yeah, man. You guys are all decked out.
Sixers jersey.
I took mine off until I start feeling some love.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I still feel the love.
I'm waiting till I feel a little bit of love.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Jay, what's going on?
What's up, O&A?
Hey, man.
Bill.
Hey.
I just want to educate the Philadelphia crowd.
Mm-hmm.
About a little something we have on the show called the Curse of the Ope.
What? My sports curse?
He supports a team. They lose.
They lose, yeah.
They lose, but it didn't happen. Something happened.
Well, because
they didn't lose last night.
No, I was rooting for the Sixers yesterday on this radio show, and look
you
what
know,
happened.
It just shows you that he wasn't really rooting for them.
Maybe we're in the beginning of a new era.
I think you're lying.
And the Phillies won as well. So maybe the sports curse is finally over, Jay.
Perhaps.
All right. Thank you.
You guys rule, and Philadelphia, just give them a chance. They kick ass.
All right.
See,
we're going back to our security blanket.
See, look at this. See? We come out a half hour into it, like, oh, please.
We act like we're brave and we could handle the abuse that Philly's going to give us today, and then we took as much as we can, and now we're going back to our little blankie.
It's like a prison rape.
Right.
You know, you can never really be prepared for how awful it's going to be. I mean, you just want a kiss. You're bleeding from the rear, and I need a kiss.
Fat Rob, what's up?
What's up, Bonet? Philadelphia, you guys got to learn, you're going to be thankful that they're here when you're seeing boobs on the highway. And to catch up, you better tune into foundrymusic.com.
Yeah, that's FoundryMusic.com. There's a lot of stuff from our radio past on there.
Yeah, you could get caught up. There's a lot of sound clips.
All right, thank you.
Pictures, yes. Video clips, all kinds of stuff that we've been doing here for the past 3 years.
I just hope people aren't so close-minded where they gave us a half hour and said, you know what, no, there's nothing going on there.
3 years of being on the air here, and in a half hour you could pretty much sum up what it's going to be all about,
mm-hmm.
Especially if you like just like the music.
All right, let's go to Matt. Matt, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, O&A?
Hey.
Yeah, Philadelphia, 3 rules to listen to Opie and Anthony. Rule number 1, they always win in the end.
Yeah, somehow that always works out.
Rule number 2, easiest way to get back at Opie, if he ever offends you guys, vacuum cleaner.
Opie hates the vacuum cleaner sound. Drives him crazy, like Like nails on a chalkboard.
And number three is actually a question. What maternity ward did you have to go to last night, Ope?
Yeah, we got to get into all that eventually. Thank you, Matt.
I'm going to go listen to Anthony call me a tool.
All right.
Yeah, tool.
Sandy from Philadelphia, Anthony.
Yeah, is this a positive one, Opie?
Yeah, we're trying to, like, pick out some of the more positive instant feedbacks from Philly. Yeah, sure. This will be one of the positive ones.
All
get
right.
Today. Sandy, what's up? How long are you guys on for each day? Is the music totally gone? See, that wasn't too bad. It was kind of like...
Until it gets the answer, which is yes.
We will be here from 3 to 7 every day, and you'll hear like 30 seconds of songs.
Do you guys really get paid for this? You guys suck. Pasta from Chestnut Hill.
Well, yeah, we do get paid for this. Fred from Philly, you guys suck. Play music, a-holes.
All right. There's not going to be music. You got to just accept that.
Well, that's not. We're kind of like a rock and roll talk show, though. There'll be music.
You'll have bands on occasionally, and you'll hear the best parts of the songs when we come back from commercials and stuff like that.
Right.
That's about it. So, you know, we used to play a little music.
You know, the most ass-kicking part of the most ass-kicking songs.
That's right.
You know.
Yeah, we call it a little taste. You just need to get to the hook and then move on with the talk. Paul, what's up?
What's up, douches?
Listen, let
me give those jerk-offs down in Philly a little taste of, the characters that they're going to be coming across on this show.
Okay.
All right, a couple of words about H. Opie. All you have to remember about Opie is he's a sadistic bastard.
Well, yeah.
You're very cruel, mean-spirited. He might sound nice right now, but...
Thank you. Anthony?
Yeah.
Kid lover, but we can't talk about that because that's impending litigation.
Yes, I've been accused of being a kid toucher.
Right. Black Earl?
Mm-hmm.
Lazy.
Yeah.
Black Earl who, yes, he is an African-American, but he's called Black Earl because he wears all black.
Where is Earl? We should introduce Earl to Philadelphia.
He's doing a sticker stop somewhere along the pike.
Earl is a guy that...
really busting apart the African-American stereotypes.
Sure.
Earl's been with this radio station forever.
Yeah.
We can't fire him because, you know, it fills our EOE quota.
Right.
Let's go down the list, shall we?
Hold on. Okay. We got to explain Earl.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We call him Black Earl because the guy wears nothing but black every single day of his life.
Black pants, black shirt, black hat, his closet's full of them. He's like a cartoon character, like Fred Flintstone. You know, he's just got that one outfit and that's it.
And we tried to put a Phillies hat on him today. He really lost his ass, not because it was a Phillies hat, but because it was red.
Yeah.
You got to understand, this guy has red underwear, black underwear, black socks.
And he's a virgin and a flaming homosexual.
And he has the gay finger, right.
Which leads me into my next person.
All right, go ahead, Paul.
Rick.
Yeah, Rick is...
One word.
Yep.
Faggot.
What? Rick is...
That's great.
Rick is a
married man.
Rick is the producer of our radio show and does a fine job.
Thank you.
He does have a peeler, though. According to Jay...
I do not!
According to Jay Moore.
Jay didn't see it.
Speaking of Jay Moore...
Jay Moore is a fan of our show. a friend of the show, I should say.
He will only come in if he's doing a comedy shack somewhere in Trenton.
Right. But Jay supposedly saw Rick's junk. And he claims that Rick has a peeler.
Keep the link down.
And one more thing before I go listen to myself on the radio. They will learn to love the Dice Man.
Hey, kiss my ass, okay?
All right, I'm going to go listen to myself, too.
Okay. It's just a matter of time before Dice gets on the show. Earl.
Hello.
Is there anything you want to say to Philly?
Hey, where are the white women at?
Earl's first words to Philly.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
How you doing, Earl?
I'm fine.
Look at you, saying hi to Philly.
Like everyone's got a little hop in their step for this. This is a big day.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Earl. You're gonna go bad. He's going to bore Philly as well. That's your opening words to Philadelphia?
I said hello, Philly, but I got Cleavon Little.
Oh, my God. This is all you're going to get from Earl. Don't expect anything more from Earl than this. Just babble.
Yeah.
Help me. Help me. Help me. Somebody help me. Help me. Help me.
All right, Earl.
Thank you, Earl.
Great job.
Yeah.
Earl is a 30. How old are you?
I'm 31.
31-year-old virgin.
Hardly.
And we don't really know what he does around here at our radio station.
Been here for years, does nothing.
But he's a friend.
Like a roach.
And his new nickname is Shrek.
Yeah. If you want to know what Earl looks like, go see Shrek. Instead of green, just imagine brownish. And that's what he looks like.
Right.
He looks like the black Shrek.
Right.
You ever see Blackula when they made Dracula black? It was Dracula, but he was black. It's like black Shrek. Same thing. Bobby Bonilla.
Thank you, Earl. Like. What are you doing for the rest of the day?
Well, I have paperwork to do.
What are you doing for the rest of the day, seriously?
R.G. Tennessee.
Earl? To you? Earl?
Coming. Oh, Lordy Long, he's desperate. Do what he says. Do what he says.
Earl? Earl, comment. What are you doing for the rest of the day?
Surely I was, well, I don't know.
Oh, my God. And if you haven't noticed already, he's the whitest black guy ever.
Right.
He, like, the brothers are so upset with Earl being the
brothers can kiss my ass.
Whoa.
Oh, hey. All right. Dawn, what's going on?
The New York one.
This is cracking me up.
Why?
Because I remember you guys, the first week you were on, begging for people to listen. You were yelling down the hallways looking for someone within the building to talk to you.
Right.
You know, is anyone there thinking everyone went to the movies at 4 o'clock?
Yeah, Dawn, this kind of grows on you like a fungus, right?
I'm telling you, it absolutely does. I'm psyched you guys are there because I work out in, like, towards Trenton, so now I'll be able to get you in clear. So, you guys, everyone just listen and hang in there. Believe me, you won't be able to turn it off.
All right. Thank you, Dawn.
Sure.
All right.
Bye.
All right.
There you go.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Let's go to Nick. Hey, Nick, what's going on?
Yo, O&A, how are you?
All right.
Philly, I got some advice for you. Listening to O&A is like hanging out with your buddies. You may not laugh every minute, but when you do laugh, you'll laugh your head off. So you might as well get on board now because you're going to come on board later.
And sometimes you have to drive us home when we're really drunk and we throw up in the car.
Yeah, that's
just
right.
Just like your best pal. Yeah, don't worry about it.
All right, thank you, bro.
You got it.
I'm just trying to go through some more of the instant feedback, Anthony.
It's the getting to know you phase.
You want to hear some more from Philadelphia?
Yeah, they got to be getting better already. It's been 45 minutes.
Yeah, there's been a few chuckles on this show. Reggie from Are You Guys on Crack? What the F are you guys? Serious? YSP used to be a respectable station until you fools came on today. I'm scared for life. You guys suck. Jesus Christ, take your white asses back to New York. Mixtape Master from Philly, play some goddamn Cheap Trick or lick the sweat off the back of my A. I love the Dream Police. Rob from Philly, you guys are terrible. I want Cousin Ed back. Shut the hell up and play some music already.
Yeah.
You won't last a month. Oh, we heard that one before.
Oh, that you won't last? We ought to pull out. I know we have a couple of calls from very early in our tenure here in New York where we were just getting beaten.
Right.
So we're very used to it. Don't worry about it.
John just writes on the instant feedback, Pearl Jam 1,000 times. Pearl Jam, Pearl Jam, Pearl Jam. Mark from Philly. Black Earl, really funny.
Not.
Well, we agree there.
We agree. There's nothing funny about Earl.
That's comedy kryptonite. The Seinfeld bit, funny 4 years ago. Please get something that will at least make me grimace a little bit, please. If this were a boxing match, they'd stop it. All right. Play some Stones, or I'm going to go listen to the other rock station. 3 to 7, are they out of their minds? You guys suck. This is death row for WYSP.
Death row?
Any good ones in there, Opie?
I'm looking, Anthony. I'm looking.
Dan from Jersey. Hey, guys, they want some music. Give it to them. Stephen Lynch tunes. The Insect song. How about the AC/DC parody? We should play a Stephen Lynch song for them.
Yeah. I think Stephen's going to be in late.
Stephen Lynch is coming in with some brand new songs today.
Yeah.
And he's going to go to the party with us tonight. So, yeah, we can play it. Which one do you want to play for them? Special Olympics?
That's a good one. That'll make him cringe a little bit.
Or how about the gerbil song? Let's go with the gerbil song.
Just walked out of my house to my car and deleted YSP from my presets. You guys suck.
Well, the purge has begun.
It happens. What are you going to do about it?
All right, let me go to Frank. Frank, what's going on?
Hey, O&A, just wanted to call and say congratulations.
Oh, thank you,
with
Frank.
The move. I want to let the people of Philadelphia know that they may not be hearing Aerosmith and rock that much, but they will be hearing a lot of Van Halen in the future.
Ah, the Van Halen.
We should explain that. We're on a really long delay because our bosses don't trust us. And when it gets really, really bad, they hit a button and a Van Halen song comes on.
Yeah, so if you ever hear the show and then all of a sudden it cuts off and goes to Van Halen, it means that we've been removed from the air.
Correct.
For saying something.
Thank you, bro. Let's go to George. George, what's going on? Hey, George.
This is Felix.
Felix, what's up?
Hey, yo. Close. Thank God you guys made it to Philly.
All right.
Well.
It's about time.
Talk to the Philly people.
I'm tired of hearing the ONA through the phone. My cousin lives up in New York, and he always puts me through the phone. I'm always listening to these guys through the phone.
Wow, that's the best way to hear us, someone
in Philly is in shock going, someone actually, you know, uses their long-distance service to listen to this crap?
Yeah, it's worth every bit. Let me tell you, Philly will learn to love you.
All right, Felix, thank you. Thank you.
All right, take...
All right,
like your first swig of scotch, your first drag of a cigarette. Makes you sick, doesn't it? Almost makes you want to vomit. You don't like it. But years later, you're still smoking and you're still drinking. And it'll kill you eventually, just like this show.
John, what's going on?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey, are you from Philly?
No, I'm from New York. One of your New York listeners. And I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Why do you two guys sound like a Boy Scout at a NAMBLA convention today?
Why?
You're so uptight and, like, nervous and...
I don't think we're nervous. No, it's just the getting to know phase, which isn't really part of the show that we've done before. You know, usually we get in and we just start rolling with the show, but we have to actually get on and say hi to Philly, read some of the hate mail, and then we move on. Yeah, we're gonna move on.
You should bring Old Dirty in.
Everyone's going to meet everybody eventually. We're not going to come in though and start introducing people like a receiving line.
You know, I think we blew it by starting with Earl.
Yeah. Yeah, that was bad.
I mean, but you don't want to start with the A-bomb either.
We have a whole cast of characters, and we chose Earl to,
I know,
to represent bad. Everyone. Hey, Philly, here's Earl. He's boring. He has nothing to say.
The weak opener.
You'll hate him as much as we do. There you go. Aww.
Now we need the big closer. The big middle and the big closer.
We couldn't start with like Sandy Kane or you know.
Yeah, you're gonna have
or
to
Jim
explain.
Norton or Big Butt Mendy. We had to go with Earl, who had nothing to say. Nothing.
Gonna have to explain all those little sound effects and you know.
Yeah, we got Jim Norton coming in a little while.
Sandy Kane I think is gonna be on the show next week. Next week. Yeah, you gotta check this woman out. She was in. Just a little I'll introduce you to a little Sandy Kane. She was in last time. She's this 75-year-old stripper,
burlesque,
public access TV star.
Right.
She's disgusting.
From vaudeville.
Yeah, like vaudeville days. She is disgusting. Not even an attractive older woman. Just putrid. And she loves taking her clothes off. So she came in and wanted to do a little exotic dance. She had a big hemorrhoid. And she was not shy about telling everybody she had this big hemorrhoid. So we invited a listener to come down to apply Preparation H directly to her roid. And she's fine with it. And a listener came in. He puts a rubber glove on, takes a finger, puts Preparation H on it, and applies it to her hemorrhoid. At which point, Sandy Kane made this sound.
Oh!
Just one finger. That's the actual sound. One finger. She just made that sound.
I love that.
That's not a man's voice.
No. That wasn't quite enough, so we told him to lube up two fingers and really, really get her. And she was talking during this part, and you could hear the exact point that he made contact.
Correct.
Ow!
Here it is.
Oh, I don't believe
it. There it is. I get my sounds mixed up. Over. She was saying, I don't believe something. And then when Preparation H made contact, she said,
I don't believe it.
Right.
Doesn't that sound just like somebody getting stuck?
I don't believe it.
And then the last one was two fingers straight up to the third knuckle.
Ow!
And she made that sound.
Ow!
All right, we're going to take a break, Anthony.
Yes.
I don't believe it.
We do have lots to do today. The retired Laverne and Shirley coming in today.
Oh, boy.
They want to congratulate us on the syndication deal and stuff. And
oh, great.
We can make fun of Marion's horrendous perm a little bit more.
Hop on McAdoo.
And Jim Norton coming in. And Steve Richards from the WWF is calling in today.
He choked Opie about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I got a bone to pick with him.
Mm-hmm.
He choked me out a couple weeks ago, for real. And we haven't talked to him since, so...
As we go to break, something from the ONA archives. Stephen Lynch coming in as well to do some brand new songs for us today, but here's one from the archives.
This one is called Gerbil.
I bought a gerbil at the petting zoo. If Richard Gere can do it, I can too. I get undressed, I start to lube. I stick the gerbil in the end of the tube, wondering just how he'll feel. Will he like it better than his little wheel? Careful now, he's right beside me. One more inch and he's inside me. Go! Gerbil, go. Burrow harder, burrow deeper. Be my little chimney sweeper. One thing I forgot about. How am I supposed to get you out? Gerbil's on Easy Street. It's warm and cozy and there's plenty to eat. The situation is beyond my control. Gotta find a way to get him out of his hole. I try crowbars, I try wires. I almost hurt him with a pair of pliers. I try cheese, but he's not biting. I wish this wasn't so exciting. Go, gerbil, go. Jesus, I am such a sucker. Please get out, you furry. I think I am getting ill. Suddenly, he's very, very still. Now it's too late, my gerbil died. I guess I have committed gerbicide. Here's some advice, it's very clear cut. If you love your gerbil, don't stick him up your butt. Don't stick him up your butt. Little furry gerbil in your booty hole.
All right.
Wow.
The gerbil song.
Thank you.
The only time you'll ever hear that on the radio. Hope you taped it.
Opie and Anthony. 1027 WNEW. Hour by Opie and Anthony. Serving New Jersey, Connecticut, Long Island. This is 1027 WNEW. New York.
The Opie and Anthony Show. Here's your music. There you go. We're very excited today. It's our first day live in Philadelphia, Anthony.
Yeah.
On WYSP. Mm-hmm. And we have so much instant feedback coming in. I guess they linked the instant feedback to the WYSP website.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can comment about the show as we go along.
And we read it. Comes right into the studio here.
Anthony, there's so much instant feedback coming in that we have crashed websites all over
fucking internet.
The whole
fucking internet.
New York is down.
People very excited. They want to comment, Opie.
Well, we got some comments in front of me here.
Oh, it didn't crash before you could get a few more out?
No.
Thank God.
Josephine from Willow Grove. Who are you? Don't you know this is a rock music station?
Oh, boy.
We are not interested in your obnoxious New York garbage. It may work there where everyone is insane enough to pay $4,000 for a broom closet apartment, but it will never work here in Philadelphia. You won't be on the air long.
I hope someone's taping this show today.
Yeah.
Bert, WYSP's program director should be lynched. You guys suck.
Lynching?
Colleen from Delaware, get off the air. You guys suck. I want to hear music. Eric Schmitz. Ooh, some childish sound effects and a song about a gerbil in the A. How freaking mature. I'm trying to get my 9-year-old son into some good music, and you come along and screw it all up. I am never, ever, ever listening to WYSP again. You've lost another listener. Pretty soon your advertisers will be gone. Goodbye, good riddance.
She was a hoa.
Another childish sound effect.
I can't take another effing minute of this. And finally, you guys are more brain dead than Eric Lindros after his 8th concussion. Your first 45 minutes in Philly were an infomercial for boring radio.
All right.
That one had a little promise.
It's kind of funny.
All right.
My God.
Anthony Gay Marco is standing by. Gay Marco.
Hey,
what's up, bud?
Hello, Philadelphia, city of brotherly love. I love a city that promotes gay incest.
Gay Marco, I don't even know what to say about this guy.
Hey.
He called up one day when we had Jay Moore on the show. Hollywood actor Jay Moore. You may have seen him in Jerry Maguire.
My hero.
You probably saw him in Mafia. Saw him hacking it up in Mafia. And Gay Marco in love with Jay Moore. So we had him come in one day, and Jay drew targets on his ass and whipped him. And we haven't been able to get rid of him.
He's a
flaming fag.
Marco, you have anything to say to Philly?
Welcome, Philadelphia.
Earl completely blew it.
I know. I was listening.
Don't say blow it in front of Gay Marco.
Right. We brought Earl in, and he had nothing for Philadelphia today. Nothing whatsoever.
Yeah.
We should tell everyone that Marco, for NSYNC tickets, his favorite band. Who do you like again, JC?
JC. Yeah. Oh, my God. I went to the concert this week. Oh, my God. I started crying when they came out.
Who doesn't?
This concert was an event.
Faggot.
Oh, my God. It was like I've never seen anything like it. I'm still quivering from it.
Oh, God.
What was your best part of the concert, Marco?
The very beginning. Oh, my God.
Got ourselves a pretty little faggot.
And then they disappeared. And then they reappeared. Oh, my God. I started crying.
You are so gay. Now, you won tickets on this show a while back.
For last year's concert.
Yeah, for last year's concert. Tell everyone what you had to do to win those tickets.
Well, you were having a contest. What would you do for NSYNC tickets?
Yeah.
And I called up and I said that I would eat a girl's peach.
Right.
Eat a peach for the NSYNC tickets, right, Marco?
Yes.
And you're so gay that you've never even done anything like that before. You've barely seen a naked woman.
I've never seen a live naked woman before.
And he went right to work.
It was horrible.
And the girl said it was the worst oral experience she's ever had to sit through.
The drool was just ridiculous.
Yeah, he didn't want to ingest anything, so he's just drooling like a cat with distemper or something. He's just laying there drooling.
Oh.
Well, he had his mouth open. He was just bobbing up and down.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what he's used to doing. So when she finally took off her panties, you screamed.
Oh, I almost passed out.
He couldn't take it. He wasn't expecting it to look like that.
Yeah, he screamed, "What is that?
What is that? There's stuff hanging out."
Well, I now know why they call it a clam, because I saw a clam when I was in Gay Disney. I was like, oh, my God, it does look like that.
How was your trip to Gay Disney?
Oh, it was fabulous.
Fabulous.
I didn't break my record.
Gay words.
Yeah, we talked to you last week about Gay Disney. What else happened since we last talked to you?
Well, I didn't break my record of sex on Disney rides, which my record is 12.
12 rides you had gay sex on?
Yes. That's my record.
What rides are they?
All over the park, you know, different ones. I tried it on Space Mountain. It was impossible. But the easiest ones are the ones at Epcot because they go very slow. They're like retard rides.
So isn't that great when you go to Disney? You never know if some guy was just doing some of the butt in the seat you're sitting in.
I only had sex nine times this time on Disney parks.
What happens? I was in the little that Mexican ride there in Epcot, and all of a sudden I started smelling this musky smell. and my kid was chewing on the railing that holds him into the car and said it tasted like a dirty penny.
Marco,
what are you doing? You're, like, fouling the rides.
It was fun. We had a really good time.
Yeah, how many different guys did you have sex with?
In 4 days, I think 11.
11 guys in 4 days.
No, wait. It was 5 days.
Oh.
It was 5 days. It
looked like a cannoli laying there.
And they had all these holy rollers. Like, as you were driving into the park.
Yeah, they're protesting.
They were, like, all out in front with their signs, like, gays go home. And it was so scary.
But you didn't you didn't try to talk them into the gay lifestyle?
Oh, please. They were nasty. They were like southern white trash, you know, with all the big fat people with their fat children, you know, all wearing Kmart clothes. Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
Jay Marco, you gotta think, a lot of these guys plan this vacation for years. They take their kids there. They're not expecting to get on rides where guys are having anal.
Ugh.
What are you doing?
One weekend, we get to take over the park, and these people have to come and, like, infiltrate our ranks.
Gay makes it sound all happy and everything. Meanwhile, you're sitting down and, ugh, you don't know what you're sitting in.
All right, well, Marco, you got anything else for Philly today?
I write a weekly column on foundrymusic.com. Oh, bi-weekly. I'm sorry. I'm bi-weekly now.
Of course it's bi-weekly. Yeah. It swings both ways, boys and men.
And I write a bi-weekly column on foundrymusic.com, and you can access all my columns from January and find out all sorts of information about me.
Great.
It's all about you, Marco.
It's all about me and NSYNC.
All right.
The Toad's Wild colon.
Thank you, Marco.
Okay, bye.
All right.
Welcome to the fabulous world of Marco's colon, brought to you by Monsanto.
Virgin.
Celine, what's going on?
Hi.
Hi, Celine. You're calling from Jersey?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much.
No?
No.
What do you want to do? Tell everybody.
No, I was calling to play Guess What's in My Pants.
All right.
Yes,
finally. Finally.
I think that could bring some people together today.
Yeah, I figured, you know, it's the first time for syndication, so it's like,
yeah.
It's the first.
Guess what's in my pants? Let me explain it. Celine is on the phone. We will instruct her to take her phone and rub it on a certain area in various different ways. And from the sound that it makes over the phone, we can tell what kind of hairstyle she's sporting. Done this thousands of times.
We're very professionals. Celine.
Yes.
So where are you right now?
Right now, I'm in between clients.
So you're in your car?
Actually, yes, I am. I'm in my car.
What, did you pull over to the side of the road? Or?
Yeah, I'm in a quiet area.
In a quiet area? And what are you wearing today?
Right now, I'm just wearing shorts and a T-shirt.
All right. And what, blonde hair?
No, brunette.
Brunette, nice.
That's telling when she rubs the phone down there if it's coarser hair.
Yeah. You got to describe yourself, Celine.
I'm 5'4".
Uh-huh.
About 120.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I have 34, 36
feet. Nice. Mm. All right.
Have you done some wowing with those babies?
Not too much this year yet, no.
All right, we're just getting into the wow season, so.
Right.
All right, Celine, are you ready to do this?
Yes, I am.
You know what I mean?
All right, Celine, make sure you don't tell us what hairstyle you're sporting until we ask you.
Amanda,
right.
Don't give any clues when we guess.
We got to play the theme song, though.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Hold on, Celine.
It's time to play. It's time to play. Hey, guess what's in my pants?
All right, Celine.
Uh-huh.
We will ask you to rub the phone. The choices for any new listeners out there is a full triangle, which is just natural. The mohawk, which is the strip up the middle. A lot of strippers. Very popular hairstyle there. The Hitler mustache, which is the mohawk that has been shaved down from the top to the bottom. Or the wood floor, or as we like to call it, the JonBenet Ramsey, which is completely waxed or shaved. All right, Celine, if you would take the phone and in an up and down fashion, rub away.
Okay.
Let's listen. Oh, my God. It's like 30 grit sandpaper.
Oh, look goodness. At that, Celine. Can I hear that again?
Up and down.
Up and
down. Yeah, hold on.
All right.
I got it.
Sounds like those Weather Channel reports from a hurricane.
Right.
All right, Celine, if you would side to side.
Okay.
Hmm, interesting. It's a little different than I would have expected.
Well, we still need the circular motion.
Of course. Celine, if you would now, in a circular motion all over the area.
Okay.
Hmm. Mm. See, I thought after the up and down I had this, but I'm not sure.
Celine, one more time with the circular motion.
Okay.
Yes.
See, now I'm starting to think a big pool table rack full of afro hair.
Philadelphia like. Flaps are a little, sound a little different there.
All right, Bill. Auntie, need I hear any more? Maybe the side to side one more time?
Yeah, that's the most telling one. Side to side one more time, Celine.
If you will. Oh, okay.
That high frequency threw me off there.
All right. All right.
Well, people are going to call me crazy. But I've done this for a while. I'm going to say the JonBenet Ramsey. Now, don't tell us. I'm going to say JonBenet Ramsey. Opie, your guess, Opie.
I got to go with the Mohawk today.
You're going with Mohawk?
Yeah.
Did you hear a little different sound from the side to side, which is...
Celine, side to side once again.
Okay.
Oh,
see?
I'm hearing an inconsistency in the middle of the stroke. Yeah, yeah. Habil?
I'm going to go with my first instinct and say the wood floor.
Wood floor, JonBenet.
Yeah.
Rick, to you?
Yeah, I got to go with wood floor, but in desperate need of a good sanding and wax job.
Yeah.
Like 5 o'clock shadow. Like
Fred Flintstone.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Okay. Celine, I think we're ready.
If you would tell us, Celine, what is in your pants?
It is the wood floor.
Yeah.
The wood floor. Thank you. Thank you.
2 for 2.
Wow.
My streak is over.
Your streak's over, Opie. You're usually very good. I'm surprised you didn't go with the wood floor. I heard an inconsistency on the side-to-side stroke.
Yeah.
But I think that might have just been the Hubba Bubba getting in the way. You know what I mean? Could have been a little of the Hubba Bubba. You got any of the Hubba Bubba?
No, not really.
You know, some of them are nice, tight, like a cherry stone clam.
Yeah,
that's real cold. Yeah. And some of them, I don't know, looks like... Fidel Castro eating a London broil.
Of all the...
I thought maybe it bounced off the little Tom Thumb there.
Yeah, it could have been. Could see, that sometimes confuses you. Yes, but it is indeed a wood floor. Celine, thank you so much.
Hey, Celine.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
You want some Aerosmith tickets?
Oh, sure.
All right.
Definitely.
We got a pair of tickets to the show at the PNC Arts Center, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
It's a sold-out show. Also, a few tickets still available for the June 12th show. Call Ticketmaster if you want to go. But we got a pair for you, Celine. Hold on, okay?
Okay, thanks.
She can compare hers to Steven Tyler's lips. And from the sound of that side to side, similarity. And thanks for playing What's in My Pants.
It's time to play. It's time to play. It's time to play. Hey, guess what's in my pants? It's time to play. It's time to play. Hey, guess what's in my pants?
You're a girl. There you go.
Anthony, fun little game.
Anthony, the instant feedback is working once again.
Yeah, great.
And we got more comments. It's our first day in Philadelphia today. Very excited.
Yeah.
And I want to read some more of the instant feedback. We should get Tim Sabian on the phone once again, the program director of WISB.
Do we really want to do that at this point?
I imagine that he's getting some fine phone calls about us at his radio station today.
Yeah.
Rick, if we could get him on the phone, see if he's still very excited about us coming to Philadelphia. Cal from Philly, you guys effing suck. Why don't you and the fag you just had on go have gay sex and give us back our rock?
All right.
Philadelphia doesn't want you New York jerk-os. Effing up our... Aaron from Philly, 94 was the last good station in the area. I hope you guys are filling in for an injured employee or something. Godsmack was the smartest thing you played yet. I am praying you guys are temporary. Play some straight rock before my radio goes on strike. Rich, did I just hear NSYNC on WYSP? You guys should stick to New York because New York is about the only thing that sucks more than you.
Ah.
Let's see. John. Oh, boy, after 5 hours of Stern in the morning, I get to hear more J-O's in the afternoon. The program managers at WISP should be shot. And Jim from Philly. Why are you homos in Philly? So, okay.
Things going great.
So far, so good, right?
Feeling good?
Feeling good.
Man.
Oh, is that him? Is that him? Is he all right?
No.
Hold on. What's up, Rick?
He's a little afraid. He's like, huh. Do I have to talk to him now?
Oh, boy. What's the matter?
He's a little winded. You know, I sound a little out of sorts, but I think he's okay now.
Tim.
Uh-oh.
Tim.
I don't want to speak too loudly here.
What's the matter?
I'll be leaving out through the alley door.
Tim, you were so excited an hour and a half.
I was.
What happened?
And I still am.
Okay, what happened?
Oh,
are you fielding a lot of phone calls there?
Yeah.
We told you about this.
It's
called the purge.
This is the purge, the first phase.
We're so experienced with this.
When does the binge come?
You should be binging right now.
Don't you worry about a thing.
Okay.
Tim, can you tell us some of the phone calls you're getting so far?
Where's the Van Halen?
Uh-huh.
Where's the Aerosmith?
Uh-huh.
Where's Cousin Ed?
Yeah.
These guys suck.
Right.
Where's the Van Halen?
Uh-huh.
Where's the Aerosmith?
Uh-huh.
These guys suck. Where's...
Was there one promising call, Tim?
Yes, there was.
Just to give us a little hope?
Yeah, Ken said, how you doing? I said, it's going great.
Good. Ken, of course, the boss of both stations.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right.
You had to be prepared for this.
Absolutely.
Come on, you're going from music to this drivel?
Let me tell you something. It's over the top. It's going all the way to number one.
I think at this point, Tim's like, oh, my God, they don't do anything.
Oh, no, what happened?
They said it was a fun show.
I don't know what happened.
Wait, I thought they did things.
Did we get the Opie and Anthony or one of them? Like Gallagher 2? You know how Gallagher goes out and his brother goes out as Gallagher 2? Did we get Opie and Anthony 2?
Yeah, so when did the real Opie and Anthony show up?
Yeah.
When did they smash the watermelon?
He's thinking to himself, because he heard the whole show yesterday. Maybe they're just still hung over from those 9 bottles of champagne from yesterday.
You want us to do some shots of Jaeger?
Let's go.
Yeah, you're
all right.
You're ready.
Let's slam them.
I'll do that.
Set them up. Let's knock them down.
All right, Tim. We're going to check in from time to time just to make sure everything's okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Bye. Thanks, guys.
You know what he's going to be like by the end of the show? Picture this. Remember in Jaws? Remember the mayor of Amity when he finally signed the thing to let Quint hunt the shark? And Brody got it to him at the hospital when he was saying, I'm sorry, my kid was in the water too, Brody.
You've got mail.
That's going to be him, just walking around like a blithering idiot.
He's just going to be mumbling to himself.
But I heard that it worked in New York. I figured we'd sign.
Hello?
Anthony, they're saying we got a positive call on the line. Yes, Chris from Philly.
Yeah, Chris. I'm calling from Newton.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm listening off 94.1.
Yeah, that would be WISP in Philly.
Yeah, I was in my car. I'm just trying to get some music on, and I hear this crap.
Okay.
Are you going to be spinning records at all?
Yeah, a little bit, sure.
You spin them in front of us.
Because I don't need... Why do you have to talk all that much? You're not even saying anything important.
Oh,
exactly. You got the show now. Our first Philly listener that figured out the show.
I just wanted to hear some music, and then I get this garbage.
Chris, what can we play for you today?
What do you want to hear?
How about some Van Halen?
Ah.
Yeah.
Or is that too much of a problem?
You haven't heard enough Van Halen in your life, or what?
Why don't you just play some? It's a music station. Maybe you should play some music.
But haven't you heard all the Van Halen?
Well, look, you got Cousin Ed on, and then you got this crap.
Yeah,
you play music. Why can't you?
Cousin Ed's still rocking, sure.
So, can't we play music?
You know, sir, why don't you get into a warm bath, open your veins, and play Brown Eyed Girl, you white trash rock and roll lover?
Who the hell is that?
Hey,
yeah, that's
Jim Norton's in the studio.
Yeah, why don't you talk about something interesting? Play some music, at least.
Play some music.
Yeah, you know, it was funny the first
drink
time I
AIDS
heard it.
At a picnic.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
You know, game, What's in My Pants?
I was trying, you know, it would be cool if I hadn't heard it 1,000 times on other shows before.
I don't think you've heard that
What's in My Pants?
That's very similar.
You've heard Wood Floor and Mohawk and
that's an
JonBenet Ramsey. I'm insulted because that's an O&A original.
Yeah, it's the first time anybody's done something like that.
Of course, Chris.
Get the hell out of here.
All right.
I need to talk to you.
Yeah. All right. All right. Jim, we'll be looking forward to Chris's calls in weeks to come.
That's right.
Because they always call back.
Jim, for the love of God, help us out.
Jim Norton.
What's wrong, Jim?
One of our favorite pals.
Before I do it, I just got to thank the two Port Authority cops that made me let me make the left on 8th Avenue. They told me, thank us on the air, and I'm thanking them on the air. I wasn't supposed to make a left on 8th, and they allowed me to because I was running late. So thank you.
Cool. Well, they were busy.
That's a funny way to start out my appearance.
Busy taking aim on some ethnic, I'm sure, to be Jim, bothered with you.
Jim, we should get you up to speed. First day in Philadelphia, and so far the response, interesting.
Yeah, I've heard some of it.
Interesting.
It's mixed, I think, to say the least. It's mixed between people that hate us and want us off and want us dead. So it's a mixed response. We're happy with that.
Nah, Philly will catch on. It's all right. People just got to get used to it. You know, they used to hearing music at the sound. That's all it is.
Yeah. Well, yeah, thank you.
But there's so many, like, music stations.
Yeah, I know, but you can't get enough classic rock, you know. I mean, yeah.
I like CD players, by the way. Yeah, you know, exactly. Then you hear what you want.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Stairway to Heaven, that's, you need to hear that again and again and again. You know.
Brian, what's going on?
What's up, bud?
Hey.
Nah, just want to say, F everybody who wants to hear that Van Halen. They can go buy the CD if they want it. We need you guys.
Are you from?
You guys rock.
Are you from Philly?
Yeah.
Is this the first day ever listening to us?
Nah, I used to listen to you through a buddy of mine up in North Jersey. He'd bring me down tapes, and I did some Napster stuff.
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff on Napster.
Yeah, but, I mean, we need you guys. You're a breath of fresh air, and you're going to keep everybody rocking during the day.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, bud.
Yeah, we're the only artists not blocked from Napster, because we don't care.
Yeah, we don't care. Download this stuff.
Jim, you all right, though? You look a little...
Yeah, man, I'm not dressed properly for tonight either. I have no good clothes. I got jeans on for a penthouse party. I need clothes.
You're going to the penthouse party, too?
Yeah.
I didn't know you were going. Yeah.
How do you miss
that?
You invited
me. I did, or...
Yeah, you did. I got the thing here, too.
Oh, okay.
What would be more important than going to the penthouse party?
Nothing.
Again.
I just don't have good clothes. It's depressing.
What did you think? If you were going to dress up, you're going to skate out with a penthouse pet?
No, let's be real here.
The nicer the slags, the easier it is to hide a pistol.
Jim, I got to tell you, we were hanging out with the penthouse pets yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
It sucked.
They didn't show anything, right?
They're beautiful and stuff, but no.
Yeah. And the pet of the year doesn't speak English.
That's better.
And she kept giving us this look like I'm picturing the Philly listeners are looking at their radios. You know, that kind of, what the...
Yeah, they'll get used to it. Don't worry.
Yeah.
No, we're not worried.
Yeah.
We'll do just fine. All right, we should take a break, Anthony.
All right.
Well, we could introduce Philadelphia to Butt Plug. More mature comedy from Opie and Anthony.
But yeah, this is comedy with a more mature edge.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure. It's a little gag we like to call Butt Plug.
Yeah, play it at home.
You call, like, department stores, and all they say is Butt Plug.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is funny, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it took an hour and a half to start doubting ourselves. We've been doing this for 7 years together. It's all new. It's the weird. This is the weirdest day of my life.
Yeah.
The calls are funny, though, coming in. The hate calls are great.
Hey, you got to love them.
I did enjoy some.
Jim, I haven't heard one hate call.
Well, I'm just trying to get my son into rock and roll and give him a gerbil song.
Why don't you get your son into gerbils, stupid?
All right, here's Butt Plug, and yes, we'll be back. It's Opie and Anthony.
May I help you?
Yes, Butt Plugs.
Who?
Butt Plugs, please.
Butt Plugs, yes, ma'am. Hardware, how can I help you?
Butt Plugs.
What is it?
Butt Plugs.
A what box?
Butt Plugs.
A butt box?
Butt Plugs.
I'm not following what you're saying.
Butt Plugs.
I have a bad connection. I don't understand. What is it?
Butt Plugs.
Butt box?
Mm.
Is it like a receptacle you're talking about?
Butt plug, yeah.
What kind of plug is it? A spark plug you're talking about?
Butt plugs.
Oh, hold on. Hello. What are you looking for?
Butt plug.
Spark plug. What kind?
Butt plug.
What kind of a spark plug?
Butt plug.
I just don't understand you, sir. I'm sorry.
Butt plug?
A spark plug.
Butt plug.
Bug plug?
Butt plug.
Never heard of it. What do you use it for?
Butt plug.
Huh?
Butt plug.
What do you use it for, sir?
Butt plug. Butt plug. Butt plug. Butt plug.
Yeah. Butt lug?
Butt plug.
I know, butt plug. But what do you use it on? What do you use it in? I'm trying
butt
to fix...
Butt plug. Butt plug.
Yeah, okay. I got you a spark plug. There's all kinds of spark plugs.
Butt plug. Butt plug. Butt plug.
Butt?
Butt plug!
Sorry, sir. We don't understand what you want.
Butt
plug. Butt plug.
I don't know. We don't carry that.
Butt plug?
Yeah, we don't carry it.
Thank you.
All right.
WNEW.
It's the Opie and Anthony Show.
Hey.
Jim Norton in the studio helping us out as we debut our syndicated radio show live in Philadelphia today.
He's our pit bull, just in case we need to release the hounds.
It is really funny. People are just up in arms in Philadelphia. Making in some feedback to show.
Yeah.
We had to bring in a huge garbage pail to deal with all the paper that is coming into the studio today.
Why don't you take the show and put it in that garbage pail?
It's amazing.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of feedback.
Hey, we're getting a reaction, and we're going through the instant feedback, and we're picking out the ones that are supporting us.
We are?
Oh, yeah.
No, we are.
Yeah. What? B from Philadelphia. You guys already don't play any music, so it's great to see you decide. It's great to see you decide to eliminate more of that wasteful use of airtime and fill it with even more useless drivel.
All right, second one that wrote drivel.
Or is that word too big for your comprehension? Even more reason to stick with WMMR, a real rock station that actually plays rock music.
There you go.
If you want to hear Van Halen, go ahead. Marley, I'd rather light my farts from 3 to 7 in the afternoon than listen to this crap. It would probably be more entertaining. Walt from Philly, my God, why?
That's it? Simple three-word quote. With you.
My God, why? Dan the Man from Philly, please die and go to hell. Stacy from Long Beach Island, New Jersey.
Ahua.
This was the only good station I got because I'm in the middle of effing nowhere. Maybe if I drink as much as you guys, I'll think this S is funny.
There's a start. You can try that.
Well, how white trash are you when you only live just you get one radio station when you live somewhere? You are garbage and you live in a trailer. We don't need you to listen. Because you're stupid. What's in my pants? Your father.
Jesus, Norton.
Jim, we're trying to win them over today.
Win their hearts and minds.
I'm not being nice either. I genuinely like Philadelphia. They are animals in Philadelphia. It's just people like that really annoy me.
We got one station in.
Hope you have a miscarriage.
I thought we were doing well today. I came in with my Allen Iverson shirt. You know?
I hate the Sixers. I like Philadelphia. I hate the Sixers. I'm a Laker fan.
No BS. I'm rooting for the Sixers.
No, I know. I know.
Series.
I'm rooting
time.
For L.A.
Allen Iverson came on strong last night.
Amazing. 48 points. Amazing.
Oh, he did? Great. Good.
Has Ken Stevens left the building yet? Has he fled the building?
Ken, yeah, he ran out of here to take a plane to Philly.
Did he?
To deal with the carnage down there. No joke. He goes, I think they need my help. I got to go.
Oh.
He was the one that put this wonderful idea together. So you can blame him.
How cold are the beers in the fridge? We've been on the air for what? An hour and 40 minutes?
Yeah, that might be part of the problem.
It's time to crack a few.
We're changing our ways. I think we got to stick with our...
Yeah, get John to get a couple of beers.
Hey, Alex, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man.
I have a question.
Yes, Alex.
I'm a New York listener. I'm kind of up in arms in reverse for the Philadelphia people.
Why?
Why should we give them the courtesy of listening to all the bits and getting them all cheap? I listened to you guys for 2.5 years and listened to all the bits. I know what they're from. It's like a history that we have.
Right.
And they just get to hear them like half-aidedly.
Well, Alex, it's a weird day because we're used to just entertaining New York. New York understands the show, really participates in the show. That's what we really do different than anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
The listeners are very important to what we do. And Now we got to kind of say hi to Philadelphia.
Sure.
So we're kind of just giving them a taste as we go to commercials of some of the things we've done. That's all.
Well, there's no way.
No. We gotta feel this out as we go along.
See why he's pissed?
Oh, one thing.
I understand this. Hold on.
Sure.
It's like, all right, you're with your chick. You're banging. You're doing good. You're feeling good. You're doing your moves on her. You know, those special moves. Then all of a sudden you get a new chick, and you start doing those moves, and the old chick knows. She pictures you doing those moves with the new girl. And that's upsetting you, isn't it? You
the nail in the head.
You little bitch.
You got to understand.
My wife's birthday is June 12th, though. I met you over at the Buck Cherry concert because of what happened with 90 radio station.
Buck Cherry? Yeah.
Any chance if I slap on Wow stickers, which I still have on every single band in the Midland Park garage of Verizon where I work, that I could score 2 Aerosmith tickets, please?
Okay, terrific.
No chance whatsoever. There we go.
You guys suck.
All right, bye. Thanks, Alex. Now we're talking. Okay, let's go to Rich. Did we give out the phone number?
What?
No. We haven't given out the phone in a while? Maybe we're a little... All right, well, New York knows the phone number for Philadelphia. 692-1027, okay?
Yeah.
Rich, what's going on?
Yo, guys, what's up?
Hey, man.
I just want to tell the guys in Philly that they better stop not to encourage you because they're only making it worse for themselves later on.
See?
It's true.
We do have a way of punishing our listeners. I know that doesn't make any sense, but, yeah, you're right.
It's a hard show to get to know in a couple of hours. You know,
okay.
You got to kind of sink into it. It'll happen.
You know
it latches on like herpes and doesn't go away.
Like it or leave it. You guys, the names are going to be out there anyway, so.
All right, Rich. Thank you.
You got it.
Okay. We got to move on to John. John, what's going on, John? Hey, John.
Yeah.
Hey.
I just want to tell you guys not to worry. People in Philly, here's a little explanation of the O&A show. It's kind of like when you get vaccinated for the, like, measles. You get real sick from the vaccination, but after that, you're cool. You're not going to get sick no more. Just hold on, guys. You'll make it.
I feel the love. Thank you, John.
Yeah, no problem. You guys suck.
Man, we've been at this with our New York listeners for 3 years. I thought they would represent us a little better than this today.
Yeah, that we won't make you sick after the shot. I've got some analogy going.
Jenny, what's going on?
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, Jenny.
I'm calling from Pennsylvania, but not from Philly.
Okay.
But I do have 3 words for Philadelphia listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Teen lesbian sex.
Yeah. Well, we got to start off slow, Jenny.
Yeah, well, you know, if they can't relate to that, maybe you should get Marco back on the phone.
Yeah, we got to break in management at WYSP. You know, we got to go into this slowly. We break out the lesbian couch. And
when have you guys ever done anything slowly before?
And the teen voyeur bus and all that, you know, they're gonna have heart attacks down there.
We've noticed something on this show. You put teen in front of just about anything, just about, it makes it more better.
It always does.
More betterer.
All right, Jenny, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
We've embraced that concept.
We should give out our unofficial website. It's free. We give it all away, foundrymusic.com, F-O-U-N-D-R-Y, music.com. There's tons of stuff that we've done.
Yeah.
Just so, like, after we're off the air today, you can kind of sit back and try to figure it all out on your own, okay?
Yeah, you could hunt through that and check out some of the sound clips and stuff we've done over the years, and it might give you a better idea what we do.
We have a message board that can only handle 20 people at a time, so why don't we give that out so that could crash? opanthony.com.
Oh, boy, they're going to have their hands full.
And whackbag.com, another message board. All right?
Woo!
Leah, what's going on?
It'll be a long one.
Hey, Leah.
Yes.
What's up, Leah?
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
I am so excited that you guys are in Pennsylvania. I live in the Poconos, and I drive from Jersey every day up to the Poconos for 2 hours, and I lose yous.
Okay.
And I am so happy that now I can finally listen to an entire show.
Oh, well, thanks, Leah.
Great. More
this
people
awesome.
That listen
guys,
here in New York.
Well, thank
this
you.
This is great. They don't know what they're missing yet. Wait till they hear you for a while.
All right, Leah. Thank you.
Take care.
Yeah, we want to just get into the show, but it's hard with the phones being tied up with people from New York saying, don't worry about it, you'll love it, and the Philly people hating us.
Jim Norton in shock over here. Stephen Lynch is coming by to do some songs.
Yeah.
We have Steve Richards from the WWF calling in.
Yeah, thank God it's a call-in. I'd be afraid if he was here
no,
after
my,
the choking incident.
My throat is still effed up from that.
Really?
No joke. Did you hear about this, Jim?
No.
Opie took all 9 inches. Throat's a little less.
No, we were in Boston a couple weeks ago for a big concert up there, the River Rave, like 20, 30 bands. And the WWF people were there. And they're like, guys, we want to, you know, because we're in pretty good with those guys. They're like, hey, we're taping something for Superstars or one of those programs.
Yeah.
This never aired, by the way.
Of course not. It's evidence.
This will be evidencing.
Valuable evidence.
So, yeah, Steve Richards is there, and he's messing with us. Mm-hmm. And we're supposed to get in his face and get the confrontation going.
Yeah.
Fake confrontation, because we're talking about wrestling. He whispers to me before we start. He goes, Ope, I'm going to choke you, but don't worry about it. It's going to be cool. I'm not going to hurt you.
That old gag.
So we're just going at it with him, you know, making fun of him and stuff. He turns and he proceeds to start choking me.
He lifted him off the ground. He had him by the back of the neck with one hand and right on his throat with his big, meaty wrestler hand and picked him up off the ground.
And squeezed really, really hard.
For another wrestler, I'm sure that's, you know, no big deal. But for Opie, his face turned completely beet red and he was almost choked out. A second away from
being
choked out.
I was off the ground, and everyone around me, you know, because there was a ton of people backstage and stuff, they're all laughing because they think it's really, really funny. And I'm the only one going, oh, my God, I can't breathe, and everyone is just laughing, thinking it's, you know, one big gag.
Yeah.
At this point, Anthony jumps on his back to continue the you know, the thing we're doing with the
like
guy.
Like, I'm going to do anything to him.
Right.
That's funny.
So he goes, when Anthony jumped on his back, he kind of panicked and started squeezing harder.
It made it worse.
That's good. You
I thought I was helping.
My face was turning beet red. I guess the actual choking is on a bunch of websites out there.
I could have hit him with a bat. He wouldn't have stopped.
Cowbell Bill, what?
And you know, originally I thought, okay, I did a little gag here, but yeah. when I saw your glasses like half cocked and your face was all beet red, you weren't breathing. I'm like, this is for real here.
Yeah, I only go 165 pounds.
That's why I answered him to your rescue.
So yeah, I jumped on his back.
And then, so then he drops me. I just fall down, thanking God I could breathe again. And then he flicked Anthony off his back like that. And then I got in his face, like, what the F? He goes, oh, man, I'm so sorry. I lost control there. Oh, you all right? You all right?
I just think it's funny that he panicked when you jumped on his back, like Lenny from Mice and Men. And harder. I just wanted to pet Opie's hair.
And here's what a big pussy we are. And Opie's being a pussy this time. He goes, okay, Steve Richards wants to be on the show. Like, okay, we can confront him about the choking incident. And Rick goes, you want him on live in the studio or on the phone? Oh, goes, on the phone.
That way.
I could get a little tough with him.
Yeah.
On the phone.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Who's Perish the thought he's in
Who
here.
Who is he?
He's like some guy from the WWF.
Yeah.
His whole bit, his whole like...
The Right to Censor.
Right to Censor thing is one of his characters. He's in this group called the Right to Censor. So he's like, I don't like women being exploited for sexual means. And we're like calling him a faggot. Hey, Peggy.
Oh, that's his wrestling.
His shtick.
Right.
And then the cameras stop, and he's like, look at the tease on her. And, you know, it's all a gag, but I'm sure to another wrestler, like I said, it was nothing. But to Opie, you know, we're a couple of pencil necks, Opie.
So he'll be calling us soon. We haven't talked to him since.
And all he's been doing is bitching about his throat.
Oh, it's been 2.5 weeks.
It's
not getting better.
Dude.
No, it's not getting better. The windpipe was crushed or something.
Crushed windpipe.
I'm not kidding.
Your trachea.
I'm not kidding. Also on the way, we got the retarded Laverne and Shirley coming in.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Philly. I apologize ahead of time, man.
These two were a treat.
Starting off with a bang, Black Earl and Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah, I know. And Gay Marco thrown in there for good measure. Yes. Joey Paisano in the studio. Wearing his Eagles jersey. And
Joe Philly, and this is the truth.
Yeah, he's not faking it.
Yeah. Big fan.
Joey has a restaurant in Little Italy here in New York that we love, and... He came in to support us, Joey.
I was going to bring
And he is an Eagles fan, for real.
I was going to bring you guys some gifts, you know, to congratulate you on you know, this whole thing and everything.
Yeah.
But I thought, with $30 million, how could I possibly come up with something?
What do you get a guy making $30 million?
It's funny.
Oh, we are so not making that,
Reports in the paper saying that we were making $30 million. And all I thought was, wow, Opie got a really good deal. He went behind my back and just got this fantastic deal because I know I didn't get half of $30 million. That's for sure. I think they put the decimal in the wrong place.
I'm Anthony Cliff from Philly.
Hey!
How unfortunate that Opie wasn't killed in that incident.
Steve. Wallace checking in. Says Stephen Richards, all of a sudden very popular in Philly.
Well, I thought you'd feel my pain today.
No.
You like the Allen Iverson jersey, Joey?
Oh, very nice.
Such a bandwagon jumping.
Very nice.
Oh. I took my Philly shirt off.
Yeah.
I took it off. I'm not wearing any until I start feeling some love.
You're not feeling the love? I mean, I could read more of this stuff if you'd like.
No.
What?
I'm not feeling love. It's okay. I know the love will come.
John from Philly.
Yeah.
I turned off the radio about an hour ago because you sucked. I just wanted to remind you.
That's good. That's good.
You know what? We got that guy. He's so obsessed that he's going to have to listen tomorrow to see if he still sucked.
The fact that he went back into his computer after an hour just to read something.
Just all riled up. You could see him so pissed. Like a, I got to write again.
Yeah.
They suck.
Humming classic rock while he's typing.
Some Jethro Tull or something.
Yeah.
Big D from Philly. I'd rather give birth to a flaming porcupine than listen to the idiotic ramblings of you A-raping homos.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you.
We're getting there. Hey, Paul, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Real well.
Listen, I know you guys only because friends up there told me to check you guys out on Napster.
Oh, cool.
So, I mean, the stuff on Napster is sick. And the funniest thing I've ever heard, I think, out of all this stuff, and a lot of it is great, is this that Regis Wants Minorities thing that you guys did. So you got to play that. But can I give one criticism?
Yeah.
Yes.
If you don't mind.
Yeah,
go. I mean, I'm telling you, I love the stuff, but there's this one, you got this one guy that you have on, this guy, Old Dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Dumb spick, keep him off the radio. Okay? That guy should not be on the radio. He should be out, like, cutting my lawn.
He gives us street cred.
He gives us
some of the street cred in the hood, Old Dirty.
Please, you guys are great, but keep that dumb spick off the radio.
Oh, I don't think we need racial epithets being run.
What,
oh, my
you
God.
To my face? Is you in front of me, though?
OD.
Hey, OD. He just hung up.
OD.
Yeah, you want to say hi to Philly? Old Dirty.
Philadelphia, kid. You know what I'm talking about? The bell. It's all good. Philly cheesesteak. I'm on my way to Philly, kid. I'm already there.
You digging it? You feeling it?
Well, I am. Look at the Sixers, my man.
Yeah?
What? What's going on out there in Philly, bro? Yeah.
This is Old Dirty. He gives us the street cred. I swear to God. He's total... This is the real deal.
Yeah, Old Dirty has taught us a lot about the street lingo.
How many times have you been incarcerated?
Central Booking Nights, total like 5 or 6.
Right.
But then hard, like, you know, you got to sit a while, twice.
Twice, yeah. You're in it.
Mm.
You're a player.
Mm.
Old Dirty, we doing all right so far?
Huh?
We doing all right so far? Were you listening in your hoopty on the way over here?
No, I took the train, bro.
Took the train?
What do they call the train?
The train? The Iron Horse. It's a rough ride, bro.
I need to get my hood lingo up.
I'd love to know how he managed to steal a train.
Old Dirty, it didn't take him long to find the beer either.
Nah. Like, that's the first thing I asked when I'm walking through the door. My man, what's up? You want a beer? I'm like, yeah.
It's so funny because... You'll learn, Anthony and I are as white as they come. We're pathetic.
Yeah.
And Old Dirty helps us so we can be cooler on the street. And he taught me the word cheddar.
Oh,
it's
cheddar.
Not cheddar.
Excuse me, do you have some cheddar?
Cheddar.
No, cheddar.
Right.
Say it like you're filling it. So I had to tip one of the guys downstairs, and I didn't have any money, and Ant and I were driving in together, and we were, you know, getting our car. So I turned to Anthony in front of one of the brothers, and I asked Anthony for some cheddar.
And he started laughing at you.
Uncontrollably.
Opie thought he was laughing. Opie thought he was, like, laughing because it was cool or something. No, he was so laughing at you.
Yeah, I know.
It's pathetic.
I tried, though.
And he probably lied to you. Cheddar probably means, like, can I have a black baby to smother?
Jim Norton, very angry.
Yo, that caller was from Philly, though?
Yeah, he didn't like you.
I'm getting no love already. He's not that kind of white, right?
Join the club, man.
No, people are loving the show so far in Philly.
You liking it out there?
Yeah. It's a city of brotherly love. I'm feeling the love. John, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going, boys?
All right.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, I'm a long-time listener from up North Jersey, moved down here.
Yeah.
I'm driving down South Street in Philly in front of Fat Tuesday. Some blonde chick gives me a wow.
Oh, nice. See?
I guess you are accepted down here.
All right, cool. Yeah, we'll talk about Whip 'em Out Wednesday, on Wednesday, obviously.
Yeah. No problem, boys.
Thanks, John.
I don't believe it.
All right. We should give out a prize. I know.
Making Sandy Kane fan.
Jake from Philadelphia. Get that third-rate comedian Jim Norton off the air.
Uh-oh, now you've done it.
I just want you to be in the loop, Jim.
Thank you very much.
At least you're third-rate.
Exactly. Play some 80s mullet head butt rock. I can't get enough of that garbage.
We had to surround ourselves with our cronies today to feel love.
No, they're just coming in. Coming out of the woodwork. Keith the cop is here.
Yeah.
The guy that gets us out of trouble when we get tickets.
Handing out the PBA cards like it's just a deck of playing cards.
Hey, Keith.
What's going on?
How are we doing so far?
So far, so good. So far, so good. I'm not, you know, criminals next to me, but...
I know.
Stay at peace. Tomorrow we'll be at war. Right, but today we drink, my brother.
Look at that. See?
Along today. That's
when the felon and the cop can come together as one, we can truly find the love.
It's all good.
Exactly.
What do you know about the Philly PD there, Keith?
Not too much.
No? NYPD and the Philly cops don't trade any trade secrets?
No, not yet.
No?
Can't be any much different than New York, though.
What's the matter, old dirty? You ever get into trouble in Philly?
Check the same beat downs and corruption and all that.
You ever get arrested in Philly? Okay.
No. I've never been arrested out of state lines. Kid.
Not yet. We're hoping.
Keep it in New York, bro.
We're hoping.
The cops and New York cops have the same rule: bust blacks.
How do you feel about that, O.J.? It's a little rough, man.
Yeah, that's no one's opinion. Everybody's entitled to that.
They're just trying to keep the peace, right?
Yeah, no doubt. Hey,
you're all right with that, right?
Yeah, if they're, you know, committing felonious assault, they got to get busted if they get caught, right? Yeah.
The only thing I remember about Philly cops is that time they blew up that building that MOVE was in. There was some black organization, MOVE, and they were... held up in some place, and instead of waiting them out or something like that, they blew the whole building up. Classic. But NYPD never did that.
The cops was in play, they say, yo, we're blowing them out. Get the TNT, dog. Boom.
Very good. Any more love coming in, Opie? I see you thumbing through the instant feedback.
Well, Rob from Philly writes, you guys blow like a cheap hooker.
At least we're getting some things. It's not just
it's
you
the
blow.
Feedback.
Like they have to come up with something creative.
Play some freaking music and shut the hell up. I'd rather listen to Mutombo talk. How did you lame asses ever get a job on the radio?
Shh, don't ruin it.
You must be too ugly for TV. Have a nice day.
All right.
I guess our XFL pregame never aired in Philly yet.
Well, we could tell the Philly audience it was a very popular TV show here in New York. It lasted in the tens of hours. Not even. Not even.
Oh, boy.
Well, why are they syndicating Midwest, man? Why don't you go down to, like, Florida or something?
We're working on
it. You know, you got, like, it's like getting a new cell. You got to know how many
fans. Hey, old dirty, we got one for you. This is from an angry nigga.
Oh,
but
what? His
name is Angry Nigga. No, it's N-I-G-G-A.
Yeah.
That's okay, right? Right?
Mm.
All right. Tell that dirty carjacking spick bastard I will bust his head open if he ever comes down my block.
Jesus.
Iverson rules.
They're violent in Philly, bro.
What's the matter?
They're speaking violence. I don't think I'm going to go through Pennsylvania anytime soon, kid. I'm going to have to go around.
Hey, what, your Pennsylvania's awful.
Oh, jeez, Norton. We're trying to win over an audience here.
Enough of being nice to these people. Enough already. Thanks for listening. Just die and turn it off if you don't like it. You live in Camden with a bell. I'm sick and tired.
Wow.
Yeah. Norton, we're working. We're trying to win the hearts and minds of an audience.
Yeah. Norton's disgusted.
All right, we got to take a break.
Wow.
The instant feedback's coming in like crazy. We can't even keep up.
It's like that?
Yeah.
That's
Philly,
right?
We got something from the O&A archives. Which one is this, Rick?
It's 100 grand.
Oh, the 100 grand. Nice.
And Brother Joe, new song.
Brother Joe,
oh, yeah?
With a brand new song. What's your song today, Brother Joe?
I have a Barbara and Jenna Bush song for you. It's topical.
It's topical. Oh!
It took 2 hours, but we're finally getting the show together.
Yeah, kind of.
And Steve Lynch is outside with a couple new songs as
nice.
Well.
Nice.
Right.
Nice. See, nice.
And you want to set up the 100 grand?
Yeah, well, what was this, Boston?
Yeah.
We were giving away 100 grand.
We used to work in Boston.
On the air, and obviously it wasn't money. It's kind of goofy. We were giving away 100 grand, but it turns out to be a candy bar. And this guy was really pissed because he thought it was cold hard cash.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Craig from Waltham.
Hey, Craig, guess what?
Oh, did I win?
You are the 107th caller.
No way! I won! No way! You're kidding, right?
107th.
Oh, wow!
107th caller. Congratulations.
100 grand!
You just won 100 grand, bro.
Oh, Jesus. Do you know what I'm going to do with that?
What are you going to do with the 100 grand?
Man, the first thing, I have this old... Oh, I cannot... Jesus, I got to
calm... Calm down. Calm yourself.
I am the winner. I'm the winner.
Well, what are you going to do with 100 grand, bro?
I got this... Oh, man, I got this box for a truck. I've got to get a new one. A new...
Wait, dude. How are you going to do that with a candy bar?
What?
How are you going to do that with a candy bar? We just gave you a 100 grand candy bar.
What do you mean?
We gave away 100 grand. It's,
no.
it's a candy bar, bro. Congratulations.
What?
You just won a candy bar.
Hey, what the f***? I've been listening to f***ing radio for like 3 hours, man. You said 100 grand.
Yeah, 100 grand. We gave you a candy
bar. A candy
Congratulations,
bar.
Buddy.
Oh, you guys are a bunch of douchebags. Hey.
Congratulations,
hey.
Man.
Uh-oh. He was pissed.
O.P. Anthony. 107 WNEW.
Anthony Autolock. Yeah, you know a car stolen every 20 seconds? It's over 4,000 cars a day, and that's just from Old Dirty. Don't let your car be next. Get the protection that scares the thieves away. AutoLock Pro. AutoLock Pro. It's an anti-theft device. Locks on your brake, not your steering wheel. A thief cannot cut through that brake, but he can get through a steering wheel in like 10 seconds. AutoLock Pro installs in seconds. Two simple moves. Your brake pedal's locked. Your car undrivable. Don't waste your time with other anti-theft blocks. Get AutoLock Pro today. Police tested. Cops use it on their own car. An AutoLock designed by a former police sheriff. AutoLock Pro's tough, too. It's drill-proof, pick-proof, freon-proof, saw-proof, even bullet-proof. You ever seen it advertised on TV? You see them do the demonstrations. They shoot it. Doesn't open. If your car's ever stolen with AutoLock attached, AutoLock's going to pay you $1,000 toward your deductible and a $1,000 reward for information on cars stolen while AutoLock's attached. That's confidence. Your insurance might even give you a break if you use AutoLock. Before you park your car tonight, buy an AutoLock Pro at Strauss, Autobarn, Pep Boys, and... Yeah, Strauss, Autobahn, and Pep Boys. That's it. AutoLock. It works. Guaranteed.
Howard. By Opie and Anthony. Owned by Infinity Broadcasting. This is 1027 WNEW. New York.
Alright, that's all you get. See, but isn't that the part of the song you wait for? Like you're in your car, you just want the Master of Puppets part.
It's a little taste.
It's the Opie and Anthony show. Hello, Philly. Jim Norton in the studio and the rest of the gang, Anthony.
And believe me, we're not going to be acknowledging all the other markets like we are Philly today. This is an extra special treat.
Can you please read that one instant feedback, that awful one for me? Please read that.
Jim from Philadelphia, that one?
Yes.
Jim says, you guys are great, but I'd rather eat Mongolian afterbirth than listen to Norton. He's about as funny as crib death.
Is that painful? Wow.
Norton, that sounds like you.
I know. Crib death, always funny.
Oh, Jesus.
Always funny.
Jesus
and God. It's not just the whole shaking. Wake up, baby.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus.
Should we,
you don't know. Jim survived SIDS.
maybe we should ring the inappropriate bell and... See, now it's okay, see?
That's now everything's
it.
Okay.
That's all right now.
That's all you got to do to get out of trouble. Whether it's a tasteless joke about babies or women or ethnic groups, as long as you ring the inappropriate bell, everything's fine and dandy.
It's all good. Pedro!
You know, what's going on?
What's up?
Yeah, hold on, let me flush the toilet real quick. I just finished using the bathroom afternoon crap. Yeah. Yeah, what's going on? Yeah, all the Puerto Ricans in Canada, we love you guys, man.
Oh, yeah?
Y'all funny as hell. Y'all funny. I just got one problem with your show, though.
Yeah.
Who picks up your phone? That douchebag gets on my nerves.
That would be stinky.
That guy asks too many questions.
That's
too many questions.
Well, what did he ask you?
He asked me, who's this? Where you know us from? Your first time listening? I called like four times. You cut me off. It's my first time getting through. I just come to praise your guys.
What's your credit card number? What's your social security? What's your address?
Stinky, you got to ask me, was I still a virgin? Do I take it in the anal? All kinds of stuff. Things I don't need, you know.
Stinky, you got to be nice to the new listeners.
Hell yeah. I'm not a new listener. I listen to a new NASA, a couple of my friends at work. You know,
shut
this guy asked too many questions.
he
wants my penis eyes too?
Yeah, this is exactly why.
You know what I'm saying? This is ridiculous.
Thank you. Are you doing okay? A lot of
it's
phone
ridiculous.
Calls coming in today, right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Pedro.
Oh, absolutely. We love you guys, man. Right. Keep it up, yo, on the real.
All right.
Peace.
On the real.
On the real.
That was OD calling in from the other room.
Yeah, there you go. You don't see him in the room.
Thank you, all right? A lot more phone calls coming in today. Yeah. How you holding up?
But everyone from New York's like, yeah, I listened to the guys the first time, and then so I have to ask them what station. YSP, what numbers? Click. You know, so that's why I was asking him all the questions, to make sure he was...
What station? What number, ma'am? I'm sorry, see, you don't even know what the frequency is, so I'm not even going to try to entertain your call, sir.
You're a regular effing Columbo. Look at you figuring it
out.
We got to say hi to Stevie Richards from the WWF.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Stevie.
How are you, Anthony?
Stevie, very
well. I'm going to ask Anthony how he is, because if I ask Opie, he's going to cry like a little bitch like he's been doing for the past week. But I'll ask you anyway. How are you doing, Opie?
Stevie, a lot of people are going to start thinking this is like an Andy Kaufman bit or something.
No. You have promoted it as an Andy Kaufman bit. You judged that poor man's name through the ground by actually associating yourself or thinking you're on the same level as him.
You choked me out.
You got mail.
Conscious.
Oh, he was close. He was close, Steve.
I did not choke you out. Well, you know what? If you didn't jump on my back, Anthony, maybe I wouldn't have to clamp down on him.
Did you or did you not run up to me after it was over and go, oh, my God, I'm sorry. Are you okay?
Yeah, I asked if you're okay.
It's been 2.5 weeks. I'm still not okay.
Oh, God. I think you're okay. You signed a $30 million radio deal.
No,
I think you're doing okay.
$30 million. We did not sign a $30 million deal.
I'm sorry. You only signed one.
It was
one
50.
Third of that.
No, it was
not. Your $10 million. Go on welfare.
It was not even close to that, Stevie.
Stevie, you got to understand. I know that would probably be a normal move with a wrestler, but with Opie, you know, your whole hand fit around his neck.
Yeah, you're what, 230?
Actually, his girlfriend told me to do it, though.
You're what, 230 pounds?
Who, me?
Yeah,
I'm 230.
I'm like 165, 170.
Don't matter. You look, I don't know.
Hey, you guys are enjoying that video clip on your
pound
website.
Pound for pound, you're just as big as me.
I think it's what, StevieRichards.com?
Yeah.
Yeah, people downloading the clip and just laughing their ass.
Well, you know, actually, Opie, I got to say this. I go, you guys know I was born and raised in Philadelphia.
Yeah, well...
If I knew you were going to have a date today.
Yeah.
If I knew the show was going to be this bad, I would choke you harder.
Another positive call from Philly.
The show would only be half as bad if you couldn't talk.
Everyone in Philly right now just clapping. Yes, loving Stevie Richards.
You don't even know the world of crap you stepped into by going to Philadelphia. Those people are never happy with anything. Don't you understand that? They had the best wrestler in the world living there for 29 years.
Yeah.
Who, Hulk Hogan?
Yeah, Hulk Hogan. Yes, he lives right down there on Kensington Avenue. Right under the L, right next to Rocky's old gym that he used to work out with Mickey.
There you have it. Now, what's going on, Stevie?
Nothing much. I actually called you guys to see what's going on with you guys. I mean,
well, we're in Philly now.
Yeah, I said like Philly. Use guys.
Use guys. And you,
What are you doing in the WWF now? What's your storyline?
Well, you know, I'm sitting
Don't even try to feed the whole plot line that you don't like looking at women's cans.
No, no, I was just going to tell you, I spend the whole time up in the luxury boxes every TV playing video games. My new job assignment for the past month.
Oh, is it?
Well,
you come off like kind of a faggy guy.
What's that?
Your character comes off like a faggy guy. You're not coming off like it's morality. You're coming off like you don't enjoy women.
Anthony, don't piss him off again.
He can't choke me through the phone. Pussy.
You're saying, I'm gay. That's why that girl kept showing me her breast like every 3 seconds.
Yeah, and you were disgusted.
Yeah, that's why. Oh,
pussy boy.
That's why you choked me hard.
Of course I was disgusted. What were you, my girl would have killed her if she was there.
Your girl
would have killed me.
Is that what you call him?
What's that?
Is that what you call him, your girl?
Oh, not like you. It was on my back. Get off my partner. Get off him.
You looked very open to anal.
What?
You looked very open to anal sex.
You're very open to jumping on my back. You like getting behind me.
I ain't going to be the one getting it.
What's that?
I ain't going to be the one getting it.
Oh, so you'd rather be giving it to another guy.
Looks like you were used to having guys on your back.
Really? Well, I've been carrying a bunch of guys ever, you know, since ECW days.
Doesn't surprise me.
Used to carry and crash Holly everywhere every time we wrestled.
Fight you.
Anthony, you're so brave. He's on
over the phone. I know.
You
know, like,
it's really funny. It's always you bringing up the gay thing. It's always you saying about the homosexual thing.
That's right, Stevie.
That's right.
A name like Stevie.
Right.
Why not Steven? Stevie is like, ugh.
Everybody still calls me Stevie. If you want to call me Michael, that's my real name. Kayfabe, brother.
Hey, Stevie, I'm a big fan of yours, okay?
Yes.
Yes, I am.
Well,
next time you can choke his
chicken.
I hope he
wasn't a big fan of mine because we could have used the weight advantage.
Yeah. When are you coming in to see us?
Whenever you guys want. If you guys want me to come in and see you, that's more than fine. I heard you're going to have armored security there and everybody like that.
Oh, no.
I think we need it.
Armored security? Wow, that's pretty heavy, actually. I meant armed security.
Hey, was our acting that bad that they didn't want to run the piece on WWF?
I think all three of us were pretty bad.
Really? The only acting that wasn't going on was when
you're
I
was
choked
bad.
Out.
I was standing there going, censoring good.
Censoring good.
Yeah, stop that, please.
I was about 8 hours into my Sam Adams Fest.
Yeah, over 60,000 people bought my act.
Right.
They didn't like the fact I was shutting the show down.
All right. Well, Stevie, we got to move on.
Oh, yeah. You put me on hold longer than I was on the show.
No, that's not true.
Well, when are you guys going to actually have me on the show in person at the studio and hand me a nice check after I'm done?
Would you like to come in tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yes, I will come into the show tomorrow.
All right. We'll do a little face-to-face thing.
Right,
and then let the Opie call him a fag and a pussy then.
Are you going to drive up and get me and then pick me up and bring me back to the studio?
No.
I'm not driving to New York City.
Who do you think you are, Triple H?
What's that?
Who do you think you are, Triple H? We get you a limo and stuff?
So you're saying that I'm some sort of scrub that doesn't deserve to be picked up.
I didn't say a scrub.
Sorry about that, Ted Turner.
You know.
Thing there.
You know, you're not The Rock.
Hey, Stevie, where are you?
I'm in Stanford.
So we have to get you from Stanford?
Yeah. It's not like across the country. It's only like 30 minutes away.
Don't you drive?
Well, I guess a phone call is good enough then.
you cheap bastard. I swear to God. Both of you.
All
right. Guys, is that how you got so rich by being so cheap?
Sophie.
Unbelievable.
Easy. Stevie, no, we got to, because Brother Joe's here with a Bush song we got to play.
That is very acceptable. That's fine. You will have your producer call him here. I'll call him tomorrow and we'll make the arrangement.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Okay, please, come on.
What?
Do yourself a favor. Just get the hell out of Philadelphia before you're ruined. They're gonna stick it up your ass, I swear to God.
No.
Yeah, if anyone knows what that's like.
Well, the sports teams are leaving. That's why I left. I was going to run for mayor, and now I'm running for mayor of Wallingford, Connecticut.
Yeah. No, we'll get along just fine with Philly.
Okay.
Stevie, come in and see us.
I will.
All right, there he goes.
Bye.
Thank you. Stevie Richards from the WWF. You have one more question for him, Opie? Can we see your stuff?
Easy.
Can we see your stuff? Anthony, Brother Joe's in the studio.
Yes.
To help with this mess we call the Opie and Anthony Show.
Right.
And he's got a new little ditty for everybody.
It's a little something about Barbara and Jenna Bush. We've been reading about them in the paper the past couple of weeks.
The Bush gals rule.
Yes.
You know, I have been reading about the Bush girls in the paper. Matter of fact, I've been reading Anthony's quotes about the Bush girls in the paper today.
Opie, the quote count, we like doing quote counts in the newspapers. Opie's still ahead, but today, USA Today, an Anthony quote.
Nice.
Here you go. Yeah, you were in the USA Today.
It's talking about the Bush girls. and they asked me for a quote.
This is the latest, by the way, on this. The National Enquirer is planning to run quotes from a college student alleging that he smoked pot with both Bush daughters.
Ooh.
College girls that like going out drinking, smoking pot? No.
Oh, go on.
Stop. They're college girls. You ever see, I saw them in the background of the College Girls Go Wild videotape at night. The Bush girls at Mardi Gras. Beads falling on their heads, their tees flapping in the breeze.
I'm really glad my father is not president.
Oh.
President's son likes to hide toilet paper.
Yeah, we'll get into the Norton stories eventually.
Norton's a sick,
all right, let's
disturbed,
check out the,
angry man.
Let's check out the song from Brother Joe.
All right.
We also have Stephen Lynch standing by with a couple new songs as well.
Yeah.
This is, yeah, see, we play music on our show.
I want to know what Philly thinks about this one, too.
Everything will suck. Everything will suck for a couple of weeks. It's the way it is.
If we get a chuckle out of it, we're ahead of the game.
No.
You want to go for a chuckle, see if they chuckle?
See if they chuckle.
All right, we'll just see chuckle. If they chuckle. It's Brother Joe, a little song about the Bush daughters.
All right.
Here's Baru, likes a social drink. Sit champagne, white or pink. But Janice will interpret time as her until she's after blind. Longing for a drink. They're the Bushes. First family lushes all the way. Underage future alkies. Different as night and day. While Barbara does cocktails after eight and sips red wine or Chardonnay, Janice will never clear, chase it with a keg of beer, crunches party snakes. They're the Bushes, first family lushes, and you'll find they love a shot of paper, and when somebody calls the cops, Daddy pays all their fines. They're the Bushes, and they love getting high.
He was a hooah.
Yeah, that's a chuckle.
That's funny. That's good
chuckle.
Job, Joe. A couple
thank
chuckles
you.
In there.
Thank you.
You think you could write something that doesn't go to the Patty Duke theme?
No. No.
Come on, I'm kidding.
I don't know if we should play the other one.
Oh, no. No, that was the Columbine one. People very sensitive these days.
You always play Schindler's List.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's not even funny. It's moronic, jerk.
We haven't played the Schindler song in a while. We have that
has
one?
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
The happy Schindler song.
Joe, what was the inspiration for this song?
It was just putting a positive spin on the movie.
No positive spin.
Had to put a positive spin on. I saw the movie for the first time about a week before I wrote the song.
And you felt like it, yeah, you needed to.
Look, there were 1,000 or so lucky people of the Jewish persuasion that that ended up making out in the war.
So that's why it has a happy, peppy feel.
That's right.
A true optimist. 6 million negatives don't make a positive.
All right.
Would you like to hear this one, Ann?
Sure. It's a Brother Joe showcase.
Thank you.
His take on Schindler's List.
Happy.
Well, it's 1944, the Reichstag's pissed. Poland's invaded by the Nazi Blitz. And although you're a Jew, yeah, you won't get this. They got your name on Schindler's List. Granny's gone, and so's your sis. But wait, no reason to cut your wrist. Yeah, you're gonna live, now you get the gist. Got your name on Schindler's List. You might have been sent to Auschwitz. That place is such a gas. And you could have caught a bullet in the Krakow ghetto. But Schindler, we saved your ass. Now you got a job with 1,000 other Jews. You're eating that Mustang built up too. You thought you were dead, oh, but what a twist. They found your name on Schindler's List.
Okay, terrific.
Now you see.
Put in a sting! Put in a sting!
Yeah, cute little ditty. Thank you, Joe.
On, you know, you just have to keep, you have to stay happy.
Most people watch it and get extremely depressed, not Joe.
No.
That's a little coon about it.
He's an optimist, Anthony.
Yeah, well, that's always good.
Rob, what's going on?
Hey, guys.
I've been in Philly now for about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
I'm a New York listener. We took the old WOW stickers.
Yeah.
You know, did some work on them on the computer, turned them into YSP WOW stickers instead of the NEW ones.
Yeah.
And we have about four cars here with some teen girls, and we were going down 95 around Philly. We're WOWing. We got off 95, started driving down South Street in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
People are throwing crap at us. Not being well received here. And these are teen girls.
Well, Rob, now you know how we feel today.
Well, I got some pictures and everything, so when we get them developed, I'll send them in to you guys so you can see what we're putting up with. But
all right, Rob.
Take care.
Thank you. We'll explain with them on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Why waste time on that today, right?
Right.
Let's go to Carl. Carl, what's up?
Hey, guys. I'm a first-time listener from Elkton, Maryland.
Maryland?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's surprising. The station barely comes in down here, but, yeah, I'm about 40 miles over to Delaware Line.
Hey, how about that?
Man.
You robbed a house in Prince George's County, Maryland.
Wait, hold on. No, I thought you said you didn't do any crimes over state lines.
No, we was in a party. Y'all, why, Buck Wyland?
Well, we never got convicted or arrested.
I'm just waiting for Old Dirty to start going bling, bling.
He does the bling, bling.
Yeah, Prince George's
County. So, Carl, what do you think so far?
Hey, the show ain't that bad, guys. It's good to finally hear a talk show on this time of the day. Normally, the only thing I got is the early morning stuff.
Right on.
And, I mean, somebody compared you guys to Howard Stern, I'm telling you, it's a far cry from it. I can't stand Stern.
Now, we'll explain all that in time.
Oh, okay. There's more to it than that, huh?
Nah, we're all right. Thanks, Carl.
Hey, no problem, guys.
All one right, big man. Happy part of the Infinity family.
Of course.
Kevin, what's going on?
Hey, man, what's going on, boys? How you doing?
Doing all right.
Good. I had a lot of stinky to get on the air here, but I've actually listened to you guys in North Jersey. But I think for the Philly listeners, you should play a little of the Special Olympics.
Yeah, no, we'll get to a lot of that stuff. Stephen Lynch has some new songs we're going to play right after the break. So
There you go.
I just came to hear the hits. What are you doing new stuff?
Play Freebird, man. Hey, Pat, what's up?
Hey, Pat.
What?
Is this Opie and Anthony?
Yeah, Pat from Philly.
Hey,
what's up?
Yeah, that's me. What are you guys doing? Not too bad of a show.
Well, we're starting off slow.
Yeah, it's not bad. And that guy there, that comedian guy, not too bad either.
I want to tell you
guys a couple of things about Philadelphia that you might not know.
All right, go ahead.
We are that city's brotherly love. Right. Number one.
We're feeling the love today.
Yeah, our number one attraction is Liberty Bell. I bet you didn't know about 45 minutes ago, the mayor died.
Oh.
That old gag.
No, that new gag.
That new gag.
Thank you,
Pat. That new gag.
Thank you.
That's another story we got to tell one of these days. We killed the mayor of Boston.
Jake from Philadelphia, I thought this show couldn't get any worse. Then I heard Jim Norton. Then I heard Brother Joe. Send them back to Star Search to work on their acts.
Nice.
Star Search.
And Brother Joe gets 3.5 stars. Norton gets 3.75 stars.
3 stars for Joe, and Norton gets hepatitis.
Well, we're trying to pick out the positive ones, Anthony. We're getting there.
That's close. At least it wasn't us.
Ben, who we haven't even introduced yet, Ben was all excited pointing to that one. I'm like, oh, is that a good one?
It's good stuff.
Okay. Stephen Lynch up next. Is the retired Laverne Shirley here?
Not yet, but they call me from the train. They're very close.
Jim, have you seen...
tell them to throw themselves under it.
Have you seen Marion's new perm yet?
No, I've met them one time at WWF, so I actually don't know them.
Okay.
Hot.
Before you guys in Philadelphia turn off the radio forever, or the station forever,
yeah,
stick around for the retired Laverne Shirley, okay?
Yeah.
Something from the ONA archives. Hi, Mom, I'm in porn.
Oh, nice.
Porno.
Nice little game we like to play.
Mm-hmm.
Get the daughters to call their moms to tell them that
nice.
Things, you know, haven't been going well and that they got fired and they had to make money, so they went into porn.
Mom's always heartbroken when they hear this.
They love this. Hi, Michelle, you want to play Hi, Mom?
Yes, I do.
All right, I hear you want to play Hi, Mom, I'm in porno.
Yeah.
Awesome. Now, where's your mom live?
Montana.
Well, what are you doing in Boston?
I'm a nanny.
You're a nanny?
Yes.
Cool. Maybe you could tell your mom you lost your job as a nanny and you had to make ends meet, so you jumped into porno.
Okay.
All right, I got your mom's number. I'm giving her the call right
okay.
now.
Okay.
Nutrition Center.
Hi, can I speak to Jean, please?
Is this Michelle?
Yes, it is. It's important.
Okay, hold on, hon.
Uh-huh.
Now play it up. Say you lost your job. You had no other choice.
Okay.
You were all alone.
Hello?
Mom?
Yes?
I have a problem. I lost my job.
Why?
Because I just wasn't doing it. I couldn't cope with it, you know.
I thought you said it was going great.
It was, but things just fell apart. I'm having a really hard time, so I didn't tell you sooner because I was too scared to, but and now I got a different job, but I'm doing... I don't know how to tell you this.
What?
I'm doing porn movies.
No.
Yes.
No.
Mom?
No.
Why? It's
no.
Too late.
No.
Mom?
No. You hold on.
Okay.
Oh my God. Holy Jesus, I think she believes you.
I'm shaking.
Michelle?
Yeah?
Where can I reach you?
I have like 3 days to get out of here. So
you don't do that.
What?
Don't do what you told me.
Well, what am I going to do? How am I going to get home?
You don't have money in the bank?
Well, yeah, but I kind of had to use some of it to get this rolling. I had to get an agent.
No, you don't. Where can I call you?
The same number, but Mom.
What?
There's something else I have to tell
what?
You. Happy Mother's Day. I love you. This is just a joke. I'm on the radio.
Oh, my God.
It's a radio program.
Oh.
I just wanted to let you know that I love you.
Oh, my God.
I'm thinking about you. Mom.
You know, I think those things are so funny when they happen to other people. I mean, I would sit and listen to them all day long because they're so funny, but that, you killed me.
Oh, my God.
Wait, Mom.
We're really...
Okay, I am going to kill you.
I love you.
Opie Anthony, 1027 WNEW. Anthony, we have a brand new sponsor to the Opie and Anthony show.
Yes, we do.
Hello, Philly. It's Bud Light.
Bud Light. If you want a light beer, I always go for a Bud Light. Feel a little filled up? You want to drink beer, but you don't want to feel full? Bud Light does the trick. That's right, Opie. You know what I'm going to do after this show? I'm going to... take a big Nikki Six size syringe of heroin and wash it down with a nice Bud Light.
Anthony.
Yes.
Who are you kidding? You're drinking Bud Light right now.
Bud Light. I know. I was feeling a little full. We had those cheesesteaks that the fine people from YSP brought us. And I was full. So what did I do? I grabbed a Bud Light. Great beer. That's right. They have a new bottle, too. It's a clear... plastic label on the bottle. It's easily recognizable. So if you're hammered, you could still find it. Just peel at it. If you can't peel a label off, you're drinking a Bud Light. We love it. Bud Light. Don't be fooled by imitations. You only want the best. So for the real taste that won't fill you up and never lets you down, make it a Bud Light.
O.P. Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
I hate this place. Meditation don't work. Nothing works here. I've been here for 7 years.
It's the Opie and Anthony show.
What the hell were you thinking?
Yeah, what were you thinking, YSP?
You guys got to be insane.
Tim Sabian, the PD of YSP, has to be insane. Should we get him on the line again, Anthony? See how things are going? Probably should. See if he's a beaten man yet. At 3 o'clock, he was so excited. Guys, your first show in Philadelphia. We're all ecstatic. We're kind of hanging out in my office waiting for the show to start.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you everyone has left him alone now.
Oh,
left him to hit his bottle.
He turned into Dr. Bellows from I Dream a Genie.
But they were in New York. It was good. But then I tune in Philly and people don't like. But then Genie was. I saw a girl in the office and I came. Major Nelson. But then in New York they did. But in Philly.
The confused Dr. Bellows. The confused Tim Sabian, program director of WYSP.
Major Nelson. They were loved in New York, and I brought them to Philly, and now Philly says, Major Nelson.
Stephen Lynch is in the studio. Stephen!
What's up?
We haven't seen you in a while, man.
I know. It's been a long time.
Very exciting day for us today. You know that, right?
I'm excited to be here.
No, it's been a long time since he's been on the show. We see him a lot. Every bar we go to.
Doesn't matter where you are.
Here's to alcohol. The cause of and solution to all life problems.
It doesn't matter what, like, club we go to. It could be something that we kind of push on the radio if we're hanging out when my brother Joe is playing.
I go to see brother Joe as often as I can. We always have a good
time.
Yeah,
and then we go down. But it could be like we just decided to go out after the show and we go to some club like blocks and blocks away from the studio and we're drinking. It's like, hey, Lynchy's here. And I'll just show up with the shots. All right. Got like we got a
Jaeger
alcohol lowjack on us and he just tracks us down.
Will you be able to play that guitar today, Stephen?
I think so.
All right.
I haven't had too many beers.
Wait, Phil from Philly has something for us though, really fast. Phil, what's up?
Yeah, what's up? It's Paul actually.
Hey, Paul.
The
first F word.
Your effing lead-ins are so hilarious down here, man.
What do you mean?
There's like this one where it's like, hey, Philly, are you ready to rock with O&A? They're so bad.
Uh-oh. You know, it's weird. We kind of pay attention to the promos that they do for us here in New York. And if there's something too goofy or wacky sounding, we go, what are you doing? You know, kind of change.
You know what? We got to get those promos
up
here so we can goof on it.
Yeah. Yeah, we have no idea what they're playing in Philadelphia.
The one at the top of the show is great, though. It's just fought like four times.
Oh, really?
It shows people exactly what they're in for.
Good.
Great. And I wanted to recommend a little racist phone tag to get everybody together with each other.
Well, Phil, actually, we got to, like, cut you off because Tim Sabian, the program director of WISP, is on the line.
Rick, have fun, guys.
Major Nelson,
why is Rick shaking his head?
He sounds like a beaten man, dude.
Does he?
It's not even 3 hours into it, and he sounds just beaten to hell.
We should do a comparison here, Anthony.
He was so happy and jovial.
Yeah.
At 3 o'clock.
Now let's talk to the Tim Sabian at 5:53.
I hate these guys. Will you ever play Ozzy Osbourne? It just doesn't stop.
Well, you had to know that when you put us in place of music that people love, that you're going to get some flack.
Yeah, but...
Tim?
You know, it's funny for the first 10 minutes. Will you ever play Ozzy Osbourne? Will you ever play Van Halen? Mm-hmm. These guys suck. It's a mantra.
Are you reading feedbacks or just telling us this?
No, just off the top of my head.
Is that just you talking?
Memorized.
The beaten Tim Sabian. What'd you think?
Are you the only one left in the studio now down there?
Yeah, that's it. Just me, the janitor.
Everyone's the fled. Man, you sound beaten. This poor guy.
It's a long day.
I got audio. Anthony, of Tim Sabian, as he tries to get his job back after this...
Oh, really?
This train wreck. Yes, would you like to hear it?
Let's hear.
Let's listen to Tim Sabian.
Don't just stare at it. Eat it.
Is it that bad, Tim? Oh, my God. It's really... it's weighing on you, isn't it? Oh, wait, we have Tim's boss on the phone.
Yeah?
Hello?
You're fired!
Wow, it is bad. If one sound effect could sum up us in Philly, I think it's this. No? What could help?
But say.
No.
Anthony, I have more audio of Tim Sabian's boss.
What are you people? On dope?
Tim?
Yes.
Tim, comment.
It hurts.
Uh-oh, Tim's boss on the phone. Geez, this guy doesn't give up.
Your days of finger-banging, old Mary Jane Bruttencrotch, through her pretty pink panties, are over!
Hey, here's the new program director.
Never fear, Smith is here.
Ah, you poor bastard.
Here's Tim trying to explain this whole mess to his boss, Anthony.
I got sort of a kind of brain.
Here's him trying to describe the show to his boss.
It's going to make you puke.
Tim's boss.
Go F yourself.
Is this kind of what's going on?
Exactly. Right to the T.
Yeah. All right.
All right, Tim.
Feel bad for him now. Maybe tomorrow will be better.
I'm two Jägermeisters, and I'll forget about everything.
All right. Well, here's Tim's boss.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
All right. Tim, you're the only one not laughing.
Well, thanks for slowing up my life. That's okay.
Tim's boss, Anthony.
Get on your hands and knees like a dog. That's it. Crawl around like a dog. You see? Your stupid minds. Stupid.
Tim, would you like to give out the address for the complaint letters that we'll be following?
Ah, very good.
I'll have a P.O. box and a 1-800 number.
All right. Well, thank you, Tim.
All right.
Hang in there.
I got to go back to packing.
Okay. Oh. There he goes. The man responsible.
Just remember, I've got two kids and a mortgage.
And we understand. Thank you, Tim.
All right, thanks.
The guy responsible for wrecking your radio station.
That's so great. How miserable did he sound?
He was so excited.
That's great.
He was so excited.
You have a listener on the line?
Yeah.
Georgia! It's Georgia!
All right. Let's go to Bill. Hey, Bill, what's going on?
Well, when you guys going to play some music? Us folks down here in Philly.
Oh, Billy.
Well, listen, why don't we get Stephen Lynch to play a song, Anthony?
That's good. People bitching about
not
hearing
music.
Just
the kind of music
they want to hear?
We'll play some music. Yeah, Stephen, what do you got for us?
Billy, are you ready to rock and roll? You wanted the best, so now you got the best.
What do you got today, Stephen?
I got a little tune that I'm going to sing with my buddy Mark here.
Okay.
I wrote this because Mark and I have been friends for a really, really long time. And I think what makes us such good friends is that we're complete opposites. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's right. We like different. Well, that makes us good friends too, right. Rick. Thank you for this.
Yeah, why is everyone doing the universal sign for BJ?
So we wanted to celebrate the fact that we like different things with a little song. It goes something like this.
All right.
I like my toast buttered, and I take mine dry. I dig the Beatles, I'm a Stones kind of guy. I have fine taste, and I like things cheap. I want to stay up all night, I just want to sleep with your sister.
What did you just say?
What?
You just said something about...
I want to sleep. Kind of, all right, here we go. You ready?
No, I'm not ready.
I love the sunshine, and I want to nail your sister.
No, you just said it again.
I like Julia Roberts movies. I just want to F the S out of your sister. Hey, Mark, you would rule.
No,
hey, if you'd say it's cool, I'd go pick her up at a junior high school. Yeah, your sister.
Yeah.
I want to F your sister.
I want to make one thing clear. I do not like Julia Roberts movies. Very nice.
Hey, look at
Hello,
that.
Hello, Philadelphia!
Look at that.
There's one thing I love to do, it's try out new material in front of a hostile audience.
Isn't that good? That was very
heart
good.
Heart is beating.
That was very good.
Yeah, right.
Wasn't that the bit that got the Smothers Brothers canceled years ago?
It was their own sister, you see?
Oh, my God.
And the great thing is you don't like Julia Roberts movies, and you look like her boyfriend from Dying Young.
Nice.
Jim Norton, thank you.
You have a chemo bit back in. That's nice.
You have another one, Steve Lynch?
Not really any new things. I don't know. If you want to...
It's on your to Philly.
That's true. I could play some of the old stuff.
Yeah, why don't we... I want to hear... Which one do you want to hear? Special Olympics. I really do. I love it. I know Steven...
create a whole new audience of people.
Steven has been involved with the Special Olympics for quite a while, and I don't think they get the recognition they deserve.
Will this be
such a fine charity?
Will this be the long version of the song or the short version?
Of course it is. That fat tongue fits.
Which would you prefer?
Tim from WYSP, you might want to turn your radio off at this point. He already has. He's banged his head against it so many times, it's broken.
All right.
Watch them run. Watch them fall. Watch them try to catch a ball. Olympics. Special Olympics.
Phone lines are lighting up.
Watch them laugh. Watch them drool. Watch them fall into the pool that's diving. At the Special Olympics. And I know full well that I will burn in hell. But those guys playing wheelchair basketball gotta be about the funniest friggin' thing I've ever seen in my life. At the Special Olympics.
Second verse.
Kid with Downs wins the race, even though he stood in place. Olympics. Special Olympics. Round his neck, gold medals hung, resting on his giant tongue. Olympics. Special Olympics. But I kid when I sing, these games are a beautiful thing. Okay, really, I'm just trying to avoid karma because I know my kids are going to be born crippled and semi-retarded, and I'll just spend all of my time at the Special Olympics.
Yeah.
Very nice.
All right. Stick around for a whole set on cancer kids, which is just hysterical. You'll laugh your ass off.
Mickey.
You guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
What happened?
I used to live up in New York, came down here, had nothing to listen to in the afternoon.
Oh, cool.
Was literally, I had the kitchen knife to my chest.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I went on to the Foundry Music.
Yeah.
Here you are.
All right, cool.
The knife is on the table. Hey, all I got
to
say
pass that knife to a new Philly listener so they could plunge it through their own chest.
Well, no, you don't understand. I try to explain Stephen Lynch's Special Olympics song to everyone. No one got it until just now.
Yeah, they got it.
Now, the greatest thing is Precious is here, and they sang a song about Anthony's girlfriend, which is great right now.
All right. Thank you, Mickey. Underage songs.
All right, we got to take another
Everyone
break.
Knows I'm a pedo.
You're a kid, touch it.
Anthony, another one from the O&A archive?
Yes.
Just giving Philly a little taste today.
Yeah, you taste it.
Oh, we get stupid
dock it.
We get stupid radio contest whores.
Yeah,
that call our station thinking they got another station.
Yeah, prize pigs we call them. They have redial, they or automatic dial, whatever that is, in their phones, and they got like 10 stations programmed. They just keep going contest to contest. Sometimes they hit the wrong one. And that's what they did, and they got us.
This lady was trying to win Donna Summer tickets and called the wrong station.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Annie W.
Hey, am I the right caller?
What were you calling for?
Donna Summer tickets.
Oh. Donna Summer tickets. Are you a big Donna Summers fan?
Yes, but I'm more of a 0.5 fan.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Here we go.
Let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see Donna Summers.
You're kidding.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Matter of fact, we're going to put you in the front row.
Excellent.
What do you say? For Donna Summer.
What do you say?
I don't believe it. Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey, what color panties are you wearing?
I'm wearing a bathing suit.
Donna Summer wants to know.
What kind of bathing suit you wearing? A one piece, a thong, bikini?
A bikini. I'm suntanning.
Suntanning.
And then by my pool is my radio with 0.5 on.
Oh boy! Yeah. Look at that.
Since she's mentioned the station so many times, mm-hmm. I think another prize is in order. You like the disco era?
Yes, I
do. The whole disco dancing thing?
Absolutely.
How about a disco weekend in Las Vegas, Nevada?
Yeah!
That's right. You'll be whisked away to Las Vegas, Nevada to see Donna Summer in Las Vegas.
Are you serious?
We are serious.
I can't believe this.
You just have to tell us one thing.
What?
What's the strangest object you've ever used during sex?
The what?
Donna wants to know.
Nothing.
You're a virgin. You're a big fat virgin. Yeah!
Big fat virgin. And what's your favorite station?
0.5.
She said it again!
You know what you're going to win now?
What?
A trip on the space shuttle.
Yeah! The first person in space!
You're going to see Donna Summer on the space shuttle. Isn't this fantastic?
Oh, this is wonderful.
Have you ever been on the space shuttle?
No, I haven't.
Oh,
have
it's
you?
Beautiful, yes.
Fantastic. It's going to have a big disco ball.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to decorate it all. Hey, do you know how to dial a phone?
Yes.
What's your favorite sexual position? Hello?
Donna wants to know.
Hello?
Oh, no.
Is she hung up finally?
She's gone.
Oh, my God. It took forever.
Opie and Anthony. 1027 WNEW. 1027 WNEW is the sports guys at 5 a.m., the radio chick at 9, Ron and Fez at noon, Opie and Anthony at 3, Don and Mike at 7.
Next time on a very special Ron and Fez.
Time is running out.
Hang in there, Fez. I'm not going to make it, Ron.
You're going to make it. Help is on the way.
It's too late.
Just hold on. See? I told you. The pizza's here.
Big extra cheese now.
All on the next Ron and Fez. Ron and Fez. Middays, noon to 3, 1027 WNEW.
All right, pull over. You're busted for driving a vehicle without the kickin' new sound system you deserve. Lucky for you, The Wiz has awesome deals on the latest technology from the best brands in the business. Welcome to car audio in the 21st century. Get started with a cutting-edge CD, mobile video system, or MP3 car stereo at The Wiz. And let our expert installers give your car some mojo, baby, with a faceplate featuring 3D fluid motion graphics or an eye-popping multicolored light display that'll have you reaching for your sunglasses. Then, turn your car into rolling thunder with a set of subwoofers that can shake the street and still respect the music. For the best in car stereo at the best prices, you've got the ticket. It's The Wiz.
It's Rockford Fosgate Week at The Wiz, where you'll find radical car audio savings on selected Rockford Fosgate car stereos, speakers, and amplifiers. Also, be sure to take advantage of their buy one, get one free sale on all Rockford Fosgate subwoofers. Get it right at The Wiz.
Anthony Diamond Vision and Dr. Filatoff.
With so many doctors out there doing that dick surgery, who do you choose?
Dr. Filatoff and Diamond Vision, of course.
That's right.
I had my eyes done. I wore glasses my whole life. Now I'm seeing 20/15 thanks to the fine folks at Diamond Vision and Dr. Filatoff.
Because you did the research. Dr. Filatoff did over 6,000 surgeries, went to Harvard and Yale. Dr. Filatoff treated LT, Tiki Barber, who had a record-breaking season for the Giants, and, of course, Opie. Don't let fear prevent you from doing what you want to do. It's simple. If you want to see without glasses, call Diamond Vision, 1-800-984-2020. Springs here, experience sports without glasses. For residents of Long Island, New Jersey, and the five boroughs, the LASIK procedure, only $750 per eye. And if you're living somewhere else, Diamond Vision still offers LASIK for only those are the lowest prices around. Not going to last. Call them now, 1-800-984-2020. Call right now for a free consultation, 1-800-984-2020. Take Opie's word for it. God gave us two eyes, but there's only one choice. Diamond Vision, 1-800-984-2020. 1-800-984-2020.
Hour. By Opie and Anthony. Serving New Jersey, Connecticut, Long Island. This is 1027 WNEW. New York. Come on.
Hey, it's Opie and Anthony. Jim Norton in the studio. Jim, thanks for helping us out today.
Thank you.
Our first day of syndication as we spread the virus to Philadelphia today.
The plague.
The plague that is the Opie and Anthony show. Stephen Lynch debuting a new song today. That was nice.
It's almost like theater, that song. It was like theater.
I said, Stephen, I said that first song, the one you debuted today, Sister, I believe?
Yeah.
Like theater. I like that. It's radio, yet...
it's vaudeville, really.
You were acting.
Yeah, there was some good
acting. Both of you were acting.
I have a top hat and a cane, but nobody could see it.
Hey, Scott, what's up?
Yeah, I hope you guys got an ironclad contract with that Philadelphia station, or this will be the shortest syndicated show on radio history.
I'm not feeling too good about myself.
I thought I was starting to feel the love. What happened?
I'm not feeling really
good. I've been listening for 45 minutes and it's over.
Not one.
Talk to you later.
45 minutes. Scott, not one chuckle in 45 minutes.
We're just going, I think
he's laughing
hilarious.
Now. We're just going for a couple chuckles. That's all.
I think it's hilarious, but I'm not sure about those Philly people.
I think Philly will be just fine, Anthony, right?
Right.
Oh. Mark, what's going on?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
All right.
Listening down from Red Hill, PA.
Yeah. Red Hill.
Yeah, it's north of Philly.
I grew up there.
You did?
No, I grew up on Blue Line. Hill.
Oh, cool.
Hey, Mark, what do you got?
I had blue balls once. Over.
Loving the show, man. These guys, that Steven guy, is he's a local up there?
He's been on Comedy Central, and he tours the colleges. Steven, have you ever played the colleges down in Philly?
I played Beaver College.
Did you?
Beaver College.
Look at you.
That F Your Sister song was hysterical.
He's got tons of them. You go on Napster, there's a ton of them up there.
You should have seen the dance number that followed it.
Hey, wait.
Oh, I
just messed up. Stephen Lynch has a CD.
Oh, cool, cool. I just wanted to make a suggestion, though.
Thanks, Sophie.
Go on Napster.
Yeah, go ahead, Mark.
I just want to make a suggestion that you have a lot of your local guys on there. Maybe get some Philly guys sometime up there, like comedians, bands, things like that.
Mark, we've just begun. Trust me, it's going to get cool.
Yeah, get like, there's got to be some Philly comics, but get local bands, too, from Philly, like Wolfpack or Bloodhound Gang or something up there.
Yeah, we're going
to
work
it out. You'll get all the Philly people to listen.
No, we're going
to
work it out. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, man. You guys rule.
All right. Now, Steven, how could they get your CD?
They can go to my website, www.stevenlynch.com. That's with a PH. Or you can get it on Amazon or CD Now. Or Napster.
And they'll spell Lynch. L-I-N-C-H.
It's L-Y.
Hey, and I'm a local boy. I was born in Willow Grove, Pennsylvania. So
stop it.
If that means anything.
Were you?
Yeah, I was. No, I swear to God.
I'm
trying to sell two extra CDs.
Oh, well, I wasn't going to get it, but hell. He was born here. He's some
local boy
loyalty.
Please.
I got a Hummer from a tranny in Philly. Does that...
Chamberlain, what's going on?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Hey.
Yeah, Lynch, that tune's great, man. It's like some sick version of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Well, thanks. I appreciate
That's great, man.
All right. Only it's without the gay oral from a guy with an overbite. Right? Just like it, though. Are you guys ready for the retarded Laverne Shirley? Hey, we got the retarded Laverne Shirley theme song.
These two. Jesus Christ.
They look like trolls, and one of them just got a new perm.
And lost 8 pounds, though.
Yeah. Lost 8 pounds.
He's looking hot.
We'll let him in a second, but first, the theme song.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, what's that? We're ugly. We won't shut up and we're nauseating. We're so annoying, no one can take it. When we look in the mirror, we break it. We'll give you nightmares all day long.
Billy,
go again.
band.
A Philly just for you.
Here they are.
Here they are. This is Lady Di and Marion.
Hi. Hey, welcome back, guys.
Big fans of you. They are just fans of the show. And
more
they come on
fan.
Every
we're
so often. And they hang out together, so we call them the retarded Laverne and Shirley. One of them actually works in a beer brewery, so it's like...
We're not retarded. No, we're not. A little nuts, a little crazy, but we like to have a lot of fun.
A quick disclaimer, I gotta tell you, this is not an act. This isn't the bitch.
No, for real.
These two are...
Jim, you want to describe the retarded Laverne and Shirley for Philadelphia?
Go ahead, Jim.
Everyone in New York knows what they look like.
The hair looks like dryer lint. I don't know what that new hair do.
Hey, at least I look like Mr. Clean. Top job.
You got a curly mullet. Oh, she's...
Top job.
You got a curly mullet? What did you say?
No, a mullet is when you had his hair shaved.
And they don't shut up.
That is an awful list. You know, you sound like Benicio del Toro having a stroke.
No. It's Benico, I heard.
Whatever.
Not Benicio.
It's a guinea monkey. I don't care what his name is.
He's an actor. Okay. You gotta start watching TV more.
Well,
so,
usually on the computer, so...
We want to welcome you guys back, and we're glad that you've got three more, hopefully another 9 years.
Thank you.
Maybe another 9 years looking at us.
Oh, my God.
What?
But, Philly, these guys are very cool, and you'll get to know
great.
Them. You'll love them.
I'm sold.
You'll love them.
I'm sold.
That's right.
It's really rare.
Just listen to them for a week and forget. You guys will love them.
It's Marion, how
you'll
tall
be addicted
you?
To them.
I'm about 5'2".
It's rare that I meet a woman that I wouldn't even allow to lick my taint while I whack my bag. There's very few women I wouldn't allow just to tease the taint a little bit.
I heard they wanted to get together.
Okay.
Oh, Stinky's feeling her hair.
I like my hair. It looks good on me.
It looks nice
and
on
nobody
her.
Has to look
Marion,
at it.
Marion, the perm is still, it's still tight.
It's, I like
when
it the way
gonna
it's
listen
tight.
When is he gonna listen
I like
up?
It.
Bill, what do you think of
I like it. And you know something, Opie? I like it like this.
Cowbell Bill, what do you think?
If you don't like it.
The big yellow one's a son.
The Harpo Marx, 6 months after he passed away.
No. I like it. Hey, at least my hair isn't gray. You look like you're getting gray hair.
That's salt and pepper, honey.
No, it's gray. It's a sign of aging.
Is that your natural hair color?
What?
Is that your natural hair color?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
It's about, yeah, it is. Why?
Pull your pants down. Let's see.
It is.
Oh, my God.
Why?
If that's your natural hair color.
Gray hair.
If that's your natural hair color, I'd be afraid to see what's in your pants. It would look like the cover of Frantic Comes Alive.
You're not going to know.
No,
but
huh?
Anthony, you look like you're losing
thank
your hair,
you.
Too, like I said last Thursday, but it looks a little bit more.
Oh, yeah? A little more. Well, it's you coming in here every week. Maybe I get a little
I don't come in every week.
Hey, ladies.
Yeah? Yes.
Why don't you explain the show to Philadelphia?
It's a wonderful show. It's a great show. They bust on everybody, but they're great guys.
Right.
And you gotta have them. You gotta have them there. That's what it is.
That's all you got.
You gotta like go to Philadelphia.
Why don't you go in our place? Why don't you go in our place?
To Philadelphia?
Philadelphia. I know about Pittsburgh and Scranton.
By the way, Lady Di has a crush on Anthony.
Oh. I sure do.
I'm still digging Marion though.
What? Hey, Philly, give these guys a week.
I like that. She's like a hard-boiled egg. I like it.
I don't like
you're
a hard-boiled egg.
I said you're tight like a hard-boiled egg.
I'm not tight.
Watch it, Anthony. You know I don't like that.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And by the way,
from the linebacker.
Philadelphia, we're having a big contest. If anybody in Philly can keep an erection while these pigs are in the room, you win Aerosmith tickets.
We don't look like pigs. And Jim Norton, you're not that funny. You're corny. But let me tell you. I thought Rich Voss was corny, but he's better than you are.
You're just saying that because you lisp like Voss.
No. I think you like Andrew Dice Clay. I miss
the big yellow one's a son.
You don't think Jim Norton is funny. Mary.
I look like a mullet.
I do you from behind, honey, so I could bury your face in the pillow, okay?
You and your curly mullet.
Yeah.
You better start respecting my man,
I don't
Jim
like
Norton.
A mullet. Get out of here.
Better respect this gangster. You and your aqua shirt and your Skippies, you Kmart looking bitch.
Hey, what do you look like? You look like you've been
I'm a thug,
man. You look like a
on, baby.
From Penn Station.
Come on, Penn Station.
It looks like you came from Penn Station.
Okay.
You look like you're one of those people that hang out and...
Wait. Marion's cursing now.
You look like you're one of those people that are from Newark that walk down the street like, hey, I'm big and bad. Newark, New Jersey.
Nice hair. Lower the blast shield, Luke, and use the force.
Hey, look, I walk down the street, my crap don't stink, I'm cool, I'm hip. Yeah, you're hip, all right.
Hey, Marion.
What?
How many pounds have you lost?
About 9.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, where'd you find them?
I lost the weight, too.
Where did I find them? Obviously, if you lost them, you found them again.
Oh, shut up,
Andrew. Honey, okay?
At least I had, hey.
Oh, I'm sorry, you can't say that on the air.
I lost up here, too.
I don't know if you can say that on the air, but that was fun.
Huh?
Lost nothing.
Where'd you lose the weight? We can't tell. Seriously.
The big yellow one's a son.
Bunt? Your bunt? You lost weight on your bunt. That's a half belly, half, bunt.
We look like you need to lose, too. Looks like some of the beer that you drink.
Every time you say something to Marion, she comes back with the same thing. Like if you call her fat, she says you're fat.
You're fat. You're getting fat. Anthony, you're getting a bear gut.
Marion, I weighed the same that I weighed when I got here.
Well, you look like you're getting a bear gut.
We could talk about you. Whatever.
Hey, Lady Di.
Yes.
She's insulting your man.
I know she is.
Kick her ass for me. Smack her in the head. Lady Di, smack that twat right in that friggin' head.
You don't want to see us in a boxing ring, believe me.
No.
All right, well.
We don't do that.
Beat it with a strap
on. No, we don't. We've been friends too long. We've been friends since we were teenagers.
Oh, God, because no one else would hang out with you.
We fight for a couple minutes.
And we have other people, but it's just that, you join the service.
Wait. JoJo.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hello, boys. Congratulations, man. About time. Syndication underpants.
Hey, thank you, JoJo.
Hey, we probably had a couple new recruits for the ONA Army until you put the two mongoloids on.
We don't look like mongoloids. We're not mongoloids.
Don't insult the mongoloids.
Oh, you look like a mongoloid. Your ass looks like a mongoloid.
How do you know? You've never met this guy, JoJo.
Don't look at me. I don't take crap from nobody.
All right, Max.
Hold on.
That poor friggin'
like
husband.
Baby Godzilla, man. You look like
Baby Godzilla. Remember Baby Godzilla? She does.
Sure, he would say something about that.
I may be short, but good things come in small packages.
Remember Baby Godzilla that blew the smoke rings?
I may be short.
Well, Mommy's calling.
I don't think,
Marion, talk into the microphone.
Yes.
So don't come at me with pot shots. I come right back at you,
don't
too, with pot shots.
Smoke
rings,
Godzilla.
I don't have
the hair.
You look like Godzilla.
You look like Cindy Brady ate too much of Alice's cooking.
I don't know. I have no idea.
She looks like Elmo started smoking crack.
You look like overbite. Mr. Clean.
That's where she lost the 8 pounds. The drool leaving her mouth.
You guys look like Mr. Clean.
Her hair's pulled so tight she can no longer close her mouth.
Who is this guy?
That's Mike Dina Cole.
Oh, all right. Jesus Christ.
You got less hair than him.
Master.
You're the one with the top job.
Could you put
your
Down syndrome mouth closer to the microphone, please? She does look like Baby Godzilla. I'd like to see her and Black Girl fighting in a movie.
I think.
Hey, talk. You're not saying nothing. Talk.
Oh, God.
I am talking.
You're not making the law talking.
Because you are doing all the talking.
You talk.
I can't take that anymore.
All right, why don't we get the return of Laverne Shirley out of the studio?
It was nice.
Ejected.
You guys, we'll be back.
Jesus Christ.
All right, there we go.
Good God.
Okay.
Please.
We'll be right back.
All right.
They're great.
Take care.
Imagine having to live with that.
Shut up.
You can't say that. Someone just called her a fat C word. You can't use that C word on the air, but sure, we all got it.
What an annoying couple of, can I call them women?
Yeah, they're women.
And that Marion's getting all rambunctious now. Like she thinks she's got the comeback. She called her fat. She says you're fat.
Call me corny.
Go
goof on her hair, she goofs on your hair.
Call them corny.
Jenna, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good. I'm from Philadelphia, actually New Hope, right near Willow Grove, actually.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to tell you guys that you are awesome, and I am so happy that you're on 94.1.
I
could barely get you on 102.7, and I am just, oh my God, I am so excited.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Speaking of excited, boy, how am I? Pretty excited about that retarded Laverne and Shirley.
I would love to.
We just wrecked it bringing them in.
No, I want to see what Philly thought of the retarded Laverne and Shirley.
All right.
Their first taste.
That's arrested development. They be acting like they're still seniors in junior high school.
That woman's been married for a while, Marion.
Eight kids, smokes crack.
Imagine, she's been married to this guy. We talked to him on the phone once, and he's just like, he kept saying, in between whatever he was saying, you'd hear him whisper like, come over and shoot me. Come over and shoot me. I'm in hell. Awful.
My God.
Horrible bitches.
He wants to pile back in here.
Well, Anthony, don't talk about my husband, please, okay?
Your husband is the sorriest son of a bitch having to be married to you.
Marion, get in here.
Marion, having to be married to you cannot be a treat. It can't be a treat being married to you.
We've talked to your husband.
Yeah, it is a treat being married to me. I'm a different person than I am at home.
Why, do you drop 300 pounds?
No.
How different are you?
I have an attitude, and I don't have an attitude. What's wrong with it?
Attitude? It's not an attitude. It's just annoying.
It's not annoying. You're annoying.
No, see? There it goes again. Mark, you're annoying. Mark, you're annoying. Mark.
You're a psychiatrist. You got arrested development.
You look like you need a psychiatrist.
See? It's the same thing. Marion. Hey, Marion, you got a big schlong.
I got a big why?
You got a big schlong.
What's that?
Oh, you got a big schlong.
Yeah, exactly. You got a big schlong.
What are you talking about?
Big nose.
I don't have
No, you got a big schlong.
You got a bass.
You got a schlong.
You got a mustache. That's what you got to get rid of.
All right, listen. Freddie Laker called. He wants his glasses back.
When your
go ahead, Jim.
When your husband is...
What do you have?
All right, hold on, Marion. Let Jim speak.
When your husband is banging you, he has to think of the Columbine massacres to keep an erection.
Don't talk about my husband.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Hold on! Wait a minute, hold on.
You wanted Van Halen?
Marion just went off. She went off cursing like a sailor.
If you're out of here, fat girl with baby arms, get out.
She's cursing like crazy out there now.
The best part was she had to lift her tongue up to say that stuff.
We had to dump out of like 20 seconds of the show, but basically...
she was really mad.
Jim Norton insulted Marion's husband.
I'll talk about my husband.
Marion just lost her ass. I insulted her.
Don't talk about my husband. Talk about the rabbit. He brought up here. My husband is a remarkable man. I'll get rid of my husband and make it look like an accident.
She talks like Giuliani if you were a fat girl.
Jim, what's going on?
Yo, what's up, old man?
My husband. Mine. Go. Down.
I got to tell you, you guys have been hysterical today. I remember when you came into New York.
Yeah.
And it was, it was the same thing. You called it yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay? And it's just been so hysterical listening to you today.
That's very predictable what was going to happen, but we're having fun with it.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. And, Ed, you got to introduce Philly to ponderous.
Yeah, we'll get to all that, Jim.
Oh,
all
yeah.
Right, later, guys.
All right, thank you.
Can't do it all in one show.
No. Jennifer is very pissed off at us. Jennifer, what's up?
You got it. How you guys doing?
Good.
Okay, first of all, I just want to say congratulations, but Philly, jump ship. Put the tray tables in the upright position and grab your vomit bags because it's a long, bumpy ride, Philly. You're going to vomit.
Vomit.
Those girls are gross.
I think one of the girls hanged something yellow on the console.
What is that?
I don't know.
Holy smoke, look at what's on the console.
What is it?
Don't touch it. Now, don't even look at it. Don't touch it.
What is it?
It looks like phlegm.
It's yellow.
Dude, she packed phlegm all over the console. Look, it's burning through like alien acid blood.
Now she's lost 8.5 pounds.
The hull has been compromised.
Smells like White Castle.
Hey, you can't dust for vomit.
Don't joke about my husband.
We got to get her back in here.
He's got enough problems with being married to me.
Hey, we have annoying laugh Anthony on the phone. Yes. Gadzuki, baby Godzilla.
Baby Godzilla.
Hey,
see you later.
All right, later. How much do you have to drink on the O&A drinking game if Limo Anthony does an impression? You got to boot heroin.
Whew. We have to take a quick break.
Thank God. Who's going outside? Not me. Not me.
Dude, she is still really pissed off.
She's steaming.
Well, open the door. Let's see how pissed she still is.
Man, don't talk about my husband.
Get ready on the dump button.
I'd say cage match, Jim Norton and Marion.
Marion?
That's right.
All right, hold on. Marion.
Signed up. It could bring a few quick bits on the open market.
Hey, here, you want to wrestle?
I would. Marion. If wrestling doesn't require touching, we can do it, yes.
Marion, we've talked about your husband before. Why all of a sudden this defensive posture?
Like it, okay? I don't.
Why? What happened now?
Nothing.
Your husband's starting to give you a little crap about being on the show.
No, he listens to the show, but I just don't like that idea of bringing my husband into it. My husband don't know you. He listens to the show. He's never met him.
We've talked to him on the phone. I think we struck up a great relationship.
And these guys did, but when it comes to something like that, I don't like it, okay?
What did you hack up on the console? Look at that. Look at what you hacked up.
What?
Right there.
You hacked up a friggin' tribble. I don't know what that is.
It did not.
That came out of your
crawl. It did not. Didn't come out of nothing.
Someone in a rocking chair once.
Anthony, I would appreciate it. Don't talk about my husband, okay?
Wow, look at that look she's giving you.
Oh, really?
Ooh, she means it too, man. She means it.
You go in the cage.
Irish.
Goes in the water.
Me. You don't want me to get my Irish temper.
Marion's in the water. Our Marion. Farewell and adieu to you, fair Spanish lady.
Anthony?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, people got tempers.
Boy, she spit out that little Kittner boy all over the console.
Anthony?
What the hell is that?
Yes, Opie. She can't hear. I know. She can't hear us right now.
Yeah, why? People have tempers. They also have metabolisms.
I want
to get that set up.
Well, hold on. What do you need, Opie?
Someone talk to Marion.
Yeah, you got to get it going again. How many times a month do you shave your mustache? You have like 10 guys between you and her. Talk about her husband again.
Marion. How much do you think your husband wants a nice, skinny, tanned ass as opposed to your ass?
My husband the way I am, but I don't appreciate...
You think so? Absolutely not.
I don't appreciate you talking about my husband.
He probably punches porno up on the website and jerks it every night to a hot, sweet, little nymph ass.
I got something to say about my husband. I got something to say about your girlfriend, too.
Hey!
But I would rather not.
Hey,
I feel like it's not right.
Marion, I'm talking about your husband. He's a nice guy.
He is a nice guy, but he's never met.
He's a nice guy. Does it look like that down below? That hairstyle?
It's not your business.
Or a little Wookiee.
Does that look like that down below?
Yes.
Except that looks good.
Oh, hold on.
No, I got one.
All
right,
so Wookiee down there.
Psycho Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Put a bullet in both of their heads and just dump them in a river, will
you? You want the job?
What is that?
You
I'll
want
do
the job?
Absolutely. I'll be right over.
Mark!
Hey, your husband's got cancer in a bally.
What?
Your husband has cancer in a bally? That's too bad.
How you doing, Psycho Mark?
Okay, listen.
Your husband, I heard he's been up in toll.
All right.
I don't like you.
All right, listen, we've got to take a break. No one can understand my kid touch arrow ways. We'll be back with the Opie and Anthony show.
WNEW. OP. Anthony. 1027. WNEW.
All right, it's the Opie and Anthony show. The first day of syndication. I think it went quite well, Anthony.
Yes.
Want to thank the gang for coming by to help us out today. More of the gang tomorrow on our radio show. Stephen Lynch, great new song today. Jim Norton, thank you. Brother Joe, thank you.
Always a pleasure.
We should play What Did We Learn on the Opie and Anthony Show today, huh?
Yeah, we love this game.
What did we learn?
I believe it was educational.
We are very educational.
Yeah.
Old Dirty, thanks for stopping by today. Right, showing some love. Let's go to the phones and play What Did We Learn on the Opie and Anthony Show today. Derek, what's up?
Hey. Today I learned that the RNA virus is spreading.
Yes, it is.
Good luck, guys.
Thank you. Let's go to Dan. Hey, Dan, what did you learn on the show today?
I learned the only people left in Philadelphia that you haven't completely disgusted are the Amish.
Man, they don't have the radio.
Stay tuned tomorrow.
All right.
Let's go to Brian. Brian, what did you learn on the show today?
Yeah, I learned three things. Number one of them, I learned that retarded Laverne Shirley are like a public service announcement as to why you shouldn't smoke crack when you're pregnant.
Yeah.
I learned how much fun phase one really can be. And I got my favorite Jim Norton line, why don't you go drink AIDS at a picnic?
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, this is phase one, the purge. We understand.
Patrick,
there's a lot of people pissed off in Philadelphia today. Yes, Anthony.
Patrick from the Bronx, say when people from Philadelphia say you guys suck, they really mean it.
Let's go to Dylan. Dylan, what did you learn on the show today?
I learned three things. I learned crib death is funny.
Oh,
I learned Philadelphia is this. I learned Philadelphia is the home of gay incest, and I learned that Anthony looks just like Lady.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, is that one of the no-nos?
Yeah, you can't say that, but we got it. Dylan, use the alphabet. We're good at that.
Anthony looks just like Lady Di, except with a C.
Okay, good job.
All right, thank later.
All right, Marion. I know. He screwed up the whole damn thing. John, what's up?
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hey.
I learned today that Philly will start to accept you guys in about 2.5 years when your contract negotiations are coming due again.
Yeah.
It shows it much better when Opie's a little pissed off.
Well, I'll get pissed off. There's plenty of things to still be pissed about, all right?
Okay, guys. Well, good luck.
All right. Thank you.
Ernie says never introduce Earl first.
No. That was such a mistake today. Mike, what's going on?
Hey, I learned that cartoon characters live. You'll probably get to the Amish tomorrow.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Steve.
All right, thank you.
Beep.
Let's go to Mookie. Hey, Mookie, what did you learn today?
Hey, I learned that Philadelphia is not really love.
Mm. Well, I don't know. We've had a couple positives.
Yeah, it's going to take a while for them to guys to get.
All right. I don't see it taking any longer than it took here in New York. Because it was brutal here.
Yes.
We forget.
Yes.
All right, you guys rule.
All right, thank you.
You bastards killed us when we first got here.
Wow. Okay.
It's been the fag days, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was there.
Sue, what's going on?
How are you?
Pretty good.
I'm on my way home to Philadelphia from Queens every week, and I looked forward to listening to you guys. Was real disappointed last week, and I'm happy back again.
Thanks.
That you're here.
Cool.
And I'm going to tell you, Philadelphia is not ready for Laverne and Shirley and Patty Stalker. Stalker Patty.
Stalker Patty, yeah.
Especially not in the same room at the same time.
We might have to introduce Stalker Patty tomorrow.
And I'm going to warn you now, you know, What's in My Pants may be a little bit...
They loved What's in My Pants.
That was good, right?
Yeah.
The girl was from Philadelphia.
Thank you, Sue.
Yeah.
Lawyer Steve from Jersey, I learned that Marco and his brother will be moving to Philadelphia. Mike from upstate New York, I learned that Philly really loves their classic rock. All right, there's so many, but we really have to go.
Yeah, now we got to leave.
This was a good start, right?
Come on, a lot of fun. I think.
I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. Thank you.
Feel it, punk. It's home.
Get it home. On tomorrow's show, we got Laura Korn, Anthony, the sexpert. Very funny lady.
Isn't Jay Moore coming in tomorrow?
Jay Moore's coming in tomorrow, and John Sally.
Mm-hmm. Going through the
what are we
first?
Learning?
I learned first you purge, then you binge. Mm-hmm.
Mark has a good one. Mark, what did you learn on the show?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I learned that this Philadelphia experiment is going just about as well as the first one did. If only Mary and Ted would be embedded in the floor, it'd be perfect. Take it easy, guys.
Okay, thank you. I think we have time for one more. Let's go to Jim.
Jim?
No,
he's gone.
All right. That's too bad. We got a lot of great What Do We Learns, but I think that's it for today, Anthony.
Yeah.
Jim, thank you.
Right,
Mike DeNicola, Stephen Lynch, Old Dirty, and the rest of the gang. Brother Joe, of course.
Yeah.
We'll do it again tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, no, tomorrow I don't think you're going to get the personalized attention.
All right.
In Philly.
guys. We'll see you tomorrow at 3. Thanks.
Woo!
All right, Anthony.
Hey.
We're still live.
Yeah.
Philly has left us.
Left the building.
I think that went well today.
Yeah. They're in their own commercials right now.
I think we gave them enough to digest for one day.
Yeah, they'll have to sleep on it now. Wake up screaming in a cold sweat from their nightmares. And then tune in again tomorrow.
Let them try to figure out what the hell just happened.
Who isn't going to, like, I'm trying to imagine, all right? It's Philly. I've lived in Philly. I don't know who the hell Opie and Anthony are. I tune my radio. I hear what I heard today. I can't imagine not checking in tomorrow just to see what the F this is all about.
You know, we could goof on WYSP now. They're not listening to us right now. Mm-hmm. You got to hear what they're playing out of commercials to get back into the radio show.
Oh, my God.
Listen to this. Listen to this. What the? Oh. All right.
Only on 94 WYSB.
All right. Well, I think we're going to have to change that. What the frig was that?
That's what they're playing. Get the other one, because I...
Holy Jesus.
What the hell was that? Dumbbells. Anthony, the ultimate V. We're going to get another one.
Ultimate V, that's right. If you're under a little bit of stress, you can't get it going, you know, sex. Ultimate V for the ultimate O. Clinical findings prove that this combination of herbs and Ultimate V equal the effects of the leading prescription enhancement product. I think you know which one we're talking about. Ultimate V, serious product for people who are serious about sex. Makes good sex great, great sex phenomenal. Ultimate V is guaranteed, no risk, it works. The packets fit right in your wallet or pocket, just like your roofies, and it's convenient. The best part, it's for men and women. Ultimate V is great for women, so you'll never have that bitch saying, I got a headache anymore. Unless, of course, you cave her head in with a spade shovel. I'm teasing, of course. Ultimate V, call now, 1-888-808-8800, 1-888-808-8800, or on the web, ultimatev.net. What's the matter, they couldn't get the .com? UltimateV.net. Used to fantasize about sex like this. Not anymore. Be ready for anything. 888-808-8800. For the ultimate O, it's Ultimate V.
You want to hear another sweeper they're playing?
No.
Obviously, in New York, you're not hearing these things. This is what they're doing in Philadelphia. Coming back from commercials to get back to our syndicated radio show.
Uh-oh.
Listen to this one.
And Anthony, the new afternoon show on 94 WYSP. Opie and Anthony, 94 WYSP. Opie and Anthony, rock on 94 WYSP. Brand new afternoon. Opie and Anthony, only on Philadelphia's number one rock station, 94 WYSP.
Excuse me, but I do believe that sucked ass.
That was awful.
I know, Jim.
Wow, what a
mess. We're gonna have to work on that.
That's awful.
We've just begun. We gotta work out a lot of things.
Bunch of Philadelphia dumbbells. What do you expect out of Philly?
They can still hear us in northern
Good.
Philly.
Good.
All right, listen, jingles. Before we get off the air, how many we got?
Three
pairs? We got three pairs of tickets to see Aerosmith with special guest Fuel at the PNC Arts Center in Jersey, of course, this Sunday. The show is sold out, but if you want to go, three random callers will get tickets. 212-757-1027. A few tickets for the June 12th show still available through Ticketmaster.
Right.
It was interesting. We'll do it again tomorrow, right?
Let's rock.